broadcast is a production of the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
And welcome to Aliquippa. Welcome to November and playoff football. Bruce Sokolic joined by Bill Duquette and crew as we kick off the postseason with a 4A quarterfinal matchup. The Hillers go up against the Quips of Aliquippa. Great to have you with us. Expecting, well, a chance to see one of the premier teams in the WPIL, the Quips of Aliquippa. Though, again, you look at this facility, you look at the history that surrounds. We were sitting here in the pregame talking about great names from the past, Hall of Fame names, when you're talking about Aliquippa.
Yeah, this is a program, number one, that has been successful over a number of years, number one. And number two, this facility itself is kind of, it's kind of like the mecca of football in Beaver County. You know, every kid in Aliquippa grows up wanting to be here, wanting to play here, and this certainly is an opportunity to see us see this game in a facility now that's been overhauled by the Hines Foundation, and it is a terrific-looking facility, and I'm sure they love it.
Well, it's fantastic, and we are expecting, again, a nice big crowd here on hand for this first-round matchup. The Trinity Hillers are here as the number 5 seed, of course. They finished 4-1 in the Big 6 Conference, 5-5 overall, and a team that comes in on a 3-game win streak. We saw them beat Bel Vernon last week to lock up that what is the number 2 spot out of the conference behind Thomas Jefferson. And on the other hand, you have Aliquippa, 6-2 overall. They are 4-1 out of the Parkway Conference, of course, tied with both Montour and West Allegheny. And again, a team that is just loaded with premier players that the Hillers will have to deal with tonight.
They're going to have to tackle well, number one, defensively, in order to contain the skill and the physicality that Aliquippa brings. But Trinity coming off a couple good wins. The only throwback there is that their 5 losses have been to playoff teams. And you're never quite sure what you have, and you're going to get tested tonight. And, hey, the winner gets a chance to go to Thomas Jefferson.
That's right. Well, let's tell you about our game here tonight. It's being brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. Attend the Fall Admission Showcase Thursday, November 7th from 5 to 7 p.m. RSVP at ccbcwashington.com/events. Washington County Green Chapter, Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, celebrating our region's rich athletic tradition. Washington Financial Bank, for 125 years, proud to be the bank that gets you. Visit WheelingWestVirginia.com. It's Wheeling is waiting for you. Day Insurance Agency on East Maiden Street, Washington, Main Street, Hickory, online at dayinsurance.com, celebrating 50 years of service. By Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation and Advanced Surgical Hospital. Slovenian Savings and Loan, big enough to serve, small enough to care. By Precision Marshall Steel, join a winning team. Log on steeljobs.us. Chambers Insurance Agency, your third-generation independent insurance agency in downtown Washington, online at chambersinsurance.com. Washington and Jefferson College, where changemakers get their start. Log on, washjeff.edu. By First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County, people you know, people you can trust. CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true. By RTI Insurance Services, proud to support area athletes, families, and communities. Log on, trustrti.com. And by Good Orthodontics, excellence is a good choice. Choose Orthodontics. Well, our crew here tonight, of course, myself along with Bill Duquette. Our producer tonight is Jason Tennant on site. Our camera operators are Scott Donnelly, Dacia Skonekovich, and our scoreboard operator tonight is Noah Tennant. Again, great to have you with us. We're going to take a timeout. When we come back, Bob Gregg is going to take a look at the WPIAL playoffs, break down all the brackets. That's on the way next on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
K Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
This is Coach Guy Monacalva for the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, here to invite you to become a member of our chapter and help celebrate the stories of these outstanding athletes, coaches, and teams. For just $10, you'll have the opportunity to vote for respected athletes, coaches, and teams of yesteryear as we recognize these sports figures for their contributions to our rich athletic tradition. We're the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook and be a part of something exceptional.
For 125 years, we've been covering this region's financial needs, sharing your rebellious spirit, standing right here with you, supporting your dreams, helping businesses grow and thrive, investing in what matters, and always putting people first. Thank you for letting us get to know you over our first 125 years. We're Washington Financial Bank, and we're proud to be the bank that gets you.
Welcome back to our pregame show. Here's a run through the WPIL football playoff brackets. In 6A, the four qualifiers have the week off before playing semifinals next Friday. Top-seeded Central Catholic will play Seneca Valley at West Mifflin, while defending champion North Allegheny, the number 2 seed, hosts Mount Lebanon. The 5A bracket includes 12 teams, the top 4 seeds getting byes into the quarters. Number 8 North Hills hosts number 9 Franklin Regional. The Indians are 8-2, the Panthers 7-3 with losses in 2 of their last 3. The winner gets top-seeded Pine Richland. Staying on the left side, number 5 Bethel Park, home with number 12 Greater Latrobe. Bethel was 8-2, losing only to number 2 Upper St. Clair and number 3 Peters Township by a combined 7 points. Latrobe is 5-5 after a 4-1 start to the year. The winner plays at Woodland Hills. 7th-seeded Penn Hills hosts number 10 Moon. The Indians have won 6 of 7 down the stretch after an 0-3 start. The Tigers improved to 5-4 with last week's win over South Fayette. The winner goes to number 2 Upper St. Clair. And Penn Trafford is 8-2, seeded 6th in this bracket, hosting number 11 South Fayette. The Warriors have won 6 in a row after their 2-2 start. The Lions won their first 6, but lost to the other 4 playoff teams in the Allegheny 6 down the stretch. The winner gets Peters Township in the quarters. Class 4A, an 8-team field opening with quarterfinals tonight in a bracket that had the most post-release discussion around the area. Number 1 Thomas Jefferson hosts number 8 West Allegheny, the biggest seeding surprise. West A knocked off top-ranked Montour on the final night of the season, but the committee felt the overall body of work, a 4-3 record, merited only the 8 seed. TJ's a perfect 10-0, but needed overtime to beat McKeesport in a Week 2 non-conference game. Aliquippa, the winner of tiebreakers in the Parkway Conference, was seeded 4th with a 6-2 mark. The 3-time defending WPIL champions, Quips host Trinity. The 5-5 Hillers just beat back-to-back WPIL and state champion Bell Vernon to grab an automatic bid. Montour is the 2 seed and will host Mars Area. Entire body of work was the word on the 8-1 Spartans getting the number 2 slot, despite needing a wild card invite to get into the tournament. Number 7 Mars is 5-5 overall, but winners of 4 the last 5. Number 3 McKeesport comes in at 6-4 and will host number 6 Bell Vernon. The Tigers put up 5 straight wins after a 1-4 start, including losses to Peters, Thomas Jefferson, and Upper St. Clair. The only McKeesport win in the early going? Against Bell Vernon, 28-7 in mid-September. The Leopards fell to 4-4 with Friday's loss at Trinity and were the second and last wild card invited. BVA has an early season win over 3A number 2 Central Valley. It's a 12-team field in 3A, including 4 first-round byes. Starting on the left side, number 8 Southmoreland, home to Highlands. The Scotties are 7-3, but lost 2 in a row down the stretch. Highlands won its last 3 games to improve to 5-4 and get a wild card bid. The winner plays number 1 Imani Christian. Number 4 Beaver awaits the Avonworth Greensburg Salem winner. The 7-3 Antelope shared the Western Hills Conference title with Beaver and number 2 Central Valley, but drew the short straw in seedings, checking in at number 5. Also at 7-3, number 12 Greensburg Salem finished in a 3-way tie for 2nd in the interstate, that behind number 3 seed Elizabeth Forward. Number 7 Freeport, home with number 10 Mount Pleasant. The Yellow Jackets are 7-3, but one of those losses was a non-conference setback against Derry. The 5-5 Vikings haven't been able to put any kind of run together this year. The winner there goes to Central Valley next week. Number 6 Deer Lakes comes in at 8-2 overall, including a win over 2A number 2 South Park. The Lancers host number 11 North Catholic, whose week 9 shutout win over Hopewell put the Trojans in and the Vikings out of the field. The winner goes to Elizabeth Forward in next week's quarterfinal round. 9 automatic bids, 4 wild cards make up the 13-team 2A bracket. The 8-9 matchup sends 5-5 Riverside to Moon to face 5-4 Our Lady of the Sacred Heart, 2 of the 4 wild cards in the field. The winner plays at Dormont Stadium against number 1 Seton LaSalle next week. Number 4 Steel Valley comes in at 7-3 thanks to 6 straight wins to close the regular season. 13th-seeded Wash High is 5-5, the last team to make the field, and the Little Prexies lost 3 of 5 down the stretch. The Ironmen beat the Little Prexies 28-8 back in week 1. Saturday afternoon, number 5 Western Beaver hosts number 12 Carlinton. The Golden Beavers have won 7 of 8 after a week 0 loss to Ambridge. The Cougars win over Wash High in week 8, set them up to break the WPIL's longest playoff drought at 22 years. The winner will take on Steel Valley Washington winner in the quarterfinals. On the right side of the 2A bracket, number 2 South Park sits at 9-1, awaiting the winner of the 7-10 matchup. Mohawk is 6-3, seeded 7th, winners of 5 of the last 6. The Warriors host number 10 Keystone Oaks. The Eagles come in losing 3 of 4 after a 3-game win streak. Number 3 Elwood City has a first-round bye, checking in at 9-0, the Wolverines' first unbeaten regular season since World War II. Elwood will host the South Allegheny Waynesburg winner next week. The number 6 Gladiators won 4 straight to start, lost to South Park, won 4 in a row before losing to Steel Valley. Number 11 Waynesburg took control of its own playoff destiny with an early win at Wash High, but the Raiders have gone just 3-3 since. The Class A bracket features a full 16-team field, including a pair of perfect 10-0 teams. Perennial power Clareton, the number 2 seed, and defending WPIL champion and PIAA runner-up Fort Cherry. We'll start with the Rangers on the left side of the bracket. The Fort, home with 4-6 Brentwood, one of 2 teams in this bracket with a losing record. The 15-point win over Bishop Canavan is Fort Cherry's closest game this year. The Spartans lost 3 straight to close the regular season. The 8-9 game has 8-2 Leechburg hosting 8-2 Cornell. Both teams lost only to the top 2 teams in their conferences. Number 4 Neshannock is 9-1 and will host number 13 Jeanette. The Lancers' only loss was to 2A unbeaten Elwood City. The Jayhawks lost 3 in a row midseason, but won 3 straight to close the year. Number 5 Greensburg Central Catholic is 7-2 and hasn't lost since week 1 in overtime against Mount Pleasant. The Centurions are home with number 12 Manesson. The Greyhounds are 7-3, but lost their last 2 games against Bishop Canavan and Cornell. Clareton heads the right side of the 1A bracket, the unbeaten Bears hosting 3-6 Rochester. Clareton put up 6 straight shutouts from August 30th through October 4th. The Rams and Seneca Valley have the worst records among playoff teams, both coming in at 3-6. Tri-County South runner-up California seeded 10th, taking a 7-3 mark on the road at 5-5 Laurel. The Trojans won 6 straight midseason. The Spartans put 5 wins together late, but both lost their regular season finales. 3-seed Bishop Canavan lost to Fort Cherry 49-34 despite having a lead to start the final quarter, the Crusaders' 3rd loss to the Rangers in just over a year. Canavan will host Bentworth at Dormont Stadium, the Bearcats qualifying for the first time since 2015, thanks to back-to-back wins to close the regular season. Finally, number 6 Jeff Morgan, the undefeated Tri-County South champion, is home with number 11 Southside Area, the 2023 WPIL runner-up to Fort Cherry. The Rockets held off California's 2-point conversion effort late to finish the regular season 10-0. The Rams started the year with four straight wins, lost three of four, including a 32-17 setback against Manesson, then beat Rochester to claim an automatic bid. All told, 65 teams will chase the six WPIL championships. 4A and 6A finals will be played at Norwin Saturday, November 16th. 1A, 2A, 3A, and 5A title games will be held at Acrisure Stadium 1 week later. We'll get you back to your pregame show after this timeout.
Bring your family to Wheeling this weekend. See Wheeling Nailers hockey tomorrow night at West Banco Arena when the Nailers take on Bloomington. The Wheeling Lightning Birds women's hockey team faces Pittsburgh Sunday at West Banco Arena with free admission. And check out Christmas in the Highlands, West Virginia's largest craft and vendor show, now through Sunday at the Highland Sports Complex with 225 vendors from eight states. Find out more and see all the upcoming events at visitwheelingwv.com. Wheeling is waiting for you.
Hi, sports fans. This is Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory. This year, we are celebrating our 50th anniversary in business, serving the insurance needs of Washington County residents. Our clients have relied on us to deliver dependable, professional service throughout the years, spanning three generations of the Day family. Our clients know us because we live here. We want to say thank you to all who have supported us over the last 50 years. The Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory, proud sponsors of Washington County sports teams.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back to the pregame show as we get set for kickoff round one of the WPIAL playoffs. Trinity taking on the Quips of Aliquippa. Hines Field, the location. Coach Dan Canales joins me now. I have to tell you, first of all, to you, your coaching staff, and your players, impressive win last week.
Thank you very much. We played a clean football game, which we needed to do versus a very good Bell Vernon opponent, but that's where we're at as a program. We expect to win those type of games.
I think the one thing that stood out to me was when you fell behind 21-14, it seemed like your players responded. They didn't get caught up in relinquishing the lead, and they focused and made big plays.
Right. We tell them every game is going to have ebbs and flows, especially games like last week and tonight. And just, you know, expect success, respond to adversity. Big play sparked us, and then we kind of physically dominated the game in the last quarter.
So you build on that here tonight, right?
Right. That's the plan. This is a great program, great team, but we're here for a reason.
So tell me about what you have seen of Aliquippa. I think a lot of people in Western Pennsylvania know the tradition. They know right. The history. Do you have your players pay attention to any of that, or this is all about what they do here?
Just like last week, I told them, embrace it. You're in the discussion of the top tier teams in 4A. We said that there's definitely a mystique, and we respect the tradition, but at the same time, you better believe we respect what we've done with Trinity football in the last few years, and I wouldn't want to go to battle with any other group of young men than the kids we have here.
What have you seen over the last 3-4 games of the regular season this team that maybe has surprised you?
I would just say that, with the brand new offensive line, we sure are a physical football team, north, south. I'm proud of that. We were fighting for an identity, and we found it through a new group of guys up front. So that's been a pleasant surprise. And just the amount of guys we use on defense, just one guy after another steps up.
Is this allowing you to be more creative, do different things?
Yeah, absolutely. When you get really good at something, you build plays off of what you're really good at. So it's created some creativity, and we've kind of grown you know, like we had a very grown-up quarterback, and it's like he had a bunch of puppies around him, so then you grow it together.
All right, I have to ask you, Samaj Fuse splitting wide.
Yeah.
What a play that was. Have you run that play this year? Was that
new? We practiced it for about 3 weeks leading into that game, and we knew we were going to use it at some point, and it just – he's so athletic, we knew he would get attention, and then Owen came wide open.
Great play.
Thank you.
One of the things I was talking about that win last week. Now let's talk about Aliquippa. What have you seen? What do you have to do here tonight?
Yeah, I mean, we got to eliminate the splash plays. When I was at Chartiers Valley, we came here. I think both teams were undefeated at the time, and we'd outgained them by X amount of yards, but they were up 21-6 or 7 at half because of splash plays. Kick returns, interception returns, 108 yards. Like we can't live in that world, and they have so many explosive kids on the perimeter and their backfield, so we got to make them work, which is easier said than done. They're a typical Aliquippa team. They're fast and they're physical.
Excited?
Absolutely.
Have a blast. Have
Thank
fun.
You. Thank you. I love this weather.
All right. All right. Coach Dan Canales of the Trinity Hillers. We'll have more on the pregame show as we get set for kickoff here tonight from Heinz Field here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Tackle a great career as a production associate at Precision Marshall Steel. Score starting wages of $25 to $30 an hour. Earn $35 an hour in just 2 years with rapid progression increases. PM Steel's playbook includes paid training, excellent benefits, 401k, and pension. Don't stand on the sidelines. Precision Marshall Steel. Visit 99 Berry Road or steeljobs.us for more info. Steeljobs.us. Join a winning team.
Hi, I'm Evan Chambers. My grandfather started the Chambers Insurance Agency in 1953. Now in our third generation, we're an independent insurance agency with coverage from Travelers, Safeco, Progressive, Nationwide, Encompass, and many other fine companies to offer the protection you need at the right price. We offer online convenience backed by personal attention. Explore your needs and risks online at chambersinsurance.com. Then sit down with us for protection and peace of mind. Chambers Insurance in Washington.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Working overtime on your business needs? With First Federal of Greene County's Commercial Lending Department, your next step is closer than you think. From real estate secured purchases to refinancing, your loan starts and stays here. And now First Federal is offering business basic checking, business statement savings, and merchant services. First Federal will help you take care of business. For more information, visit online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to Heinz Field here in Aliquippa. The Quips being introduced here as we get set to kick off the WPIAL playoffs. Bill Duquette alongside. Bill, how do you know it's the playoffs? When you get a mayor's bet. I just got word of this.
This is serious business.
Jojo Burgess, of course, the mayor of Washington, apparently has a bet with Mayor Walker. He says, we have a mayor's bet. Aliquippa wins. He gets Shorty's hot dogs and fries, gravy. Trinity, if they win, he gets a chicken boat and fries. So that's how serious this is.
Somebody's getting French fries.
That's all that matters. But on a serious note now, we look at this matchup here. We talk about Aliquippa, the history and all that. This is an Aliquippa team here tonight that will be without five players. There are two that played significant roles. They have been ruled ineligible for postseason play, so they will not be in the game here tonight. So maybe some changes as far as their personnel groupings, maybe even in terms of some of the things they would like to do, but other players here certainly love the opportunity to step up.
No question. It's unfortunate that you're going to lose five players, but because of the transfer rules from last year, they were ruled ineligible actually before the season even started. So Aliquippa knew they weren't going to be available. But talking to some people in the press box, Aliquippa has they've played a lot of people in a lot of different positions. They have some people that they think can take their place, but they will miss one or two significantly because they were two-way players.
Yeah, Tyke Hayes is one key player we will see tonight. 6 foot 205 senior. He is a verbal commit to Penn State. At quarterback, we're going to see Marquise Council, a 6'1", 185-pound sophomore. Just two of the key players. Equip a team that beat Ambridge 28-0 last week. Now, we mentioned they have two losses this year. They lost at Montour. Of course, that was a conference game, 36-35. They also lost at Penn Hills, 21-13. So those are their two losses on the season. We mentioned the Hillers coming in, number two team out of the Big Six Conference, thanks to that win over Bel Vernon last week. We obviously talk about Jonah Williamson, their junior quarterback. He pretty much runs the show for this offense. Samaj Fuse has been a disruptor defensively, and we saw him. We talked about the touchdown pass. We saw him split wide last week. Nico Morrow, Owen Gardner in the backfield. Another player, only a sophomore, Chase Kostelnik. He's a player that's really jumped out at me as well. So some of the key players for Trinity.
Yeah, I think Williamson really has shown improvement from the beginning of the year until now. And having gone through a couple years now as a starter, he's really a senior. He's not a junior. So, you know, he's like a coach on the field for Dan Canales right now, and he's going to rely on him to be the guy.
Captain's heading out. We're going to take our final break. We'll come back with the opening kickoff. Aliquippa Quips, Trinity Hillers here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night and a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Any insurance agent can sell you a policy. At RTI Insurance Services, we're going to sell you what you need. As a family-owned independent agency, RTI Insurance Services will provide you with multiple solutions for your personal and business coverages. We're proud to support area athletes, families, and communities, and we'd love to help you too. RTI Insurance Services in South Point. Online at trustrti.com.
Orthodontics isn't just for children. Orthodontics is for everyone. Choose Good Orthodontics. Doctors Bob and Ron Good, board-certified specialists in orthodontics and facial orthopedics. Call for an appointment, 724-225-1114. Good Orthodontics, with offices in Washington, Mount Lebanon, and Pleasant Hills. See all the good a simple smile can do. Call Good Orthodontics, 724-225-1114. Excellence is a good choice. Choose Good Orthodontics.
We're set for kickoff here at Heinz Field in Aliquippa. The Quips win the toss, elect to receive. They'll get the football. They will move left to right here in this opening quarter. Trinity Hillers in the traveling white tops and slacks, the blue, royal blue numbers and trim. They will tee it up with Andy Palm, of course, junior kicker, booted a key field goal last week in that win over Bel Vernon. And again, the Quips going to move left to right here in this first opening quarter.
Should be a kickoff that either Palm is going to hit deep or he's going to chunk it to the 30-yard line. That's basically what he's done.
Well, we have certainly seen
it all over the place.
We've certainly seen a lot of that this year.
On purpose. Not by accident. On purpose.
Has the whistle. And Palm approaches, puts toe to leather, and squibs it up the near sideline. It's going to be scooped up by Good. And Good, on his feet across the 35, out near the 40. Hillers will stack him up there, and that's where this Aliquippa offense will go to work. Led by the sophomore quarterback, Marquise Council, 6'1", 185-pound. We just mentioned Good. We're going to call his name quite a bit. Another sophomore in this lineup. Look for Larry Moon, a key player for the Quips. He's a junior. We'll see him split wide. In the backfield, Tyke Hayes, a key running back, and Sanir Brooks, players to keep watch of. Council will open under center, single setback as they split two wide. On first and 10 from their own 40, the toss coming near side, cutting it back is Hayes, and he fights his way for a yard out near the 41, maybe to the 42. So they give him two, make it a second and 8 from the 42. Again, Hayes, 6 foot, 205-pound senior in the backfield, and they go shotgun this time with that sidecar left. Council just hands it off to his back, and he'll dance near side, falls forward for a yard out to the 43, but again, the Hillers sniffing that play out, bringing it to an end. Jonathan Dupe
tried to run a little trap that time, coming back to the short side of the field, and Trinity does a good job moving to the football, getting underneath the blocks and making a tackle.
Just underway, first quarter here at Heinz Field in Aliquippa. Good splits as an end. In fact, they're going to go trips left this time. Walker joins him to that far side. Council again, that shotgun look with the sidecar Hayes to his left. He will roll left. The right-hander wants to throw, fires as he's hit, and it will fall incomplete. His blocker in front actually got shoved back into him. Really didn't get everything on the toss. It falls incomplete at the 48, and the punt team comes on.
Council unable to get his shoulders square and get rid of the football before, as you said, blocker got basically bullied backwards, kind of caught the defender, and gets knocked into the quarterback, and ball falls short of the target.
Bowman and Castellner, no, that's Morrow back. Morrow and Bowman back deep to return the punt. It's a high short punt. Going to run up on it and bobble it, but make the catch at the 35-yard line was Bowman. Had it bobble just a little bit, but the Hillers will get the football first and 10 at their own 35.
Little fair catch. I didn't see him make the fair catch signal, but he did come up and good job making the catch, even though he bobbled it a little bit. See, you never know how much yardage you're going to save if the ball hits the turf, and he ends up catching the football at about the 35-yard line right in the middle of the field.
No score, 10:34, opening possession here for the Trinity Hillers. Jonah Williamson goes to work, 6'2", 207-pound junior quarterback. Twins split wide to the near side, motion man to the far side in Chandler. Hill set, low snap. Williamson picks it up, runs up the middle, follows his blocker, and powers his way close to 5 out near the 40-yard line.
Low snap a little bit to Williamson's left. He's able to pick it up off the ground and get up the right side. Picks up about 5 yards.
So a second and 5 for the Hillers. We talk about Jonah Williamson. He pretty much does it all. He can run with the football. He has a great arm, can throw it. He can throw it deep as well. Kostelnik splits as an end wide to that far side. Slot receiver right. He comes in motion near side. On second and 5, Williamson hands it off. Morrow coming near side. He bowls his way close to the first down. He's to the 44. He's going to be about a yard shy.
Nico Morrow made a nice move at the line of scrimmage. Just slid it one hole out. He's a downhill runner. You're not going to get a whole lot of shake and bake. But when he gets the ball, he usually goes north-south and almost picks up the first down, bringing up third down and 1.
Heard Dan Canales in the pregame talk about what he likes is the physicality of his line. Offensively, defensively, being physical. And I think we've seen that on the first two plays. Two runs and worth 9 yards. It's the 3rd and 1 here.
That's the biggest improvement of this offensive football team has been the play of the offensive line.
Berdar, a slot receiver right, comes in motion near side as they go 3 wide. 3rd and 1. Williamson, play action, rolls out. Going to dump it off. Has a man, Glass. Glass at midfield, down to the Aliquippa 49, and it's 1st and 10, Trinity.
Little play action pass going to the far side of the field. Williamson makes a little fake to the back, rolls to his right, dumps the ball off. Enough for the first down.
Yeah, Caden Vogel, the senior, 6'1", 210, the receiver on that play. So Caden Vogel gets them the first down at the Aliquippa 49.
Vogel just released out into the flat that time. Good timing, good throw.
So from the 49, Williamson on a toss right. Morrow, he's down to the Aliquippa 45, down near the 43, where they finally push him out.
Again, little short option. It's really not an option. It's they're blocking everybody. They're loading it up, and Williamson's just kicking the ball out to Morrow into the short side of the field. Not a whole lot of room to maneuver, but he gets the ball up the field for about a 6-yard gain.
Yeah, Longmire actually finally fell on top of him to bring him down. So a second and four for the Hillers as they operate at the Aliquippa 43. Football on the far side hash as they move right to left. They split trips near side. Williamson shotgun look. He steps back, wants to throw over the middle, off the hands and incomplete. Berdar, the intended receiver, down near the 40-yard line.
Berdar runs a little slant route inside. Pretty well covered. Ball thrown right at him, and he's unable to come down with the football.
Clock stops on the incompletion, 8:17 left in this opening quarter. If you're just joining us, Aliquippa won the toss. They went three and out, punted it away. This is Trinity's opening possession. They have a third and four at the 43 of Aliquippa. They'll split two men wide right. Williamson takes the snap, pitches it back. Morrow trying to turn it upfield, gets to the 41, and that will be about it. Going to be about two yards shy of the first down.
I think with that call, I think they're going to go for it.
Yeah, they do spot it at the 41. They need the 39. So Williamson stays on. Looks like the Hillers will go for it.
They're open load option that time to the far side. Thinking they can pick up the three.
Berdar split wide to the far side. Two men wide to the near side. Two backs on each side of Jonah Williamson. Now they'll step up. Williamson now looks over that defense. They put a man in motion, Chandler, to the far side. Trying to see if the Quips will jump. They don't, and we'll get the delay penalty, and now they'll bring the punt team on. So a little gamesmanship there, see if they could get them to jump offside.
Well, they didn't get them to jump offside, but they had the secondary confused. You know, they had three members of their secondary on the far side of the hash mark and single coverage on two-thirds of the field, but then opted not to throw the football, took the penalty, and we'll punt.
So it's Palm on to punt, standing back at his own 40-yard line. Looks like it's Walker back deep for the Quips at about the 16-yard line. Good snap. Gets it away and gets run into. Palm got run into. Fair catch made back at the 3, but they go into the punter, Andy Palm, and the flag back at the 45-yard line. So it is the roughing the kicker. It's going to be 15 yards and a first down for the Hillers.
That's a big mistake by the Quips early. Just kind of ran into the kicker.
So 7:14 on the clock. So they will get the 15-yard mark off, and with that, the football gets taken down to the 31-yard line. It will be first and 10 Hillers.
Hiller is going to get a real good field position on the 31-yard line.
First and 10. Trinity trying to take advantage of the penalty here. They're going to split a man wide to that far side. That's Priest. Two men are wide. Morrow to the side of Williamson, and he gets the ball up the middle, slips through, gets his way down to the 25-yard line, and will be stacked up there.
Again, there's Morrow going off the right side. He finds a little seam. Gets his shoulders up the field and gets up 5 yards.
So they give him six on the carry down to the 26. But technically it's really five. Yes. Two men split wide to the far side. Williamson again, Morrow as a sidecar, and again gives it to him. Little stutter step again, fights his way down near the 23-yard line, and he'll be about 2 yards shy of the first down.
A defensive lineman came across the face of the backside blocks, and Morrow saw him, was able to duck around him, but the offensive line got beat that time on the backside.
6 minutes, 20 seconds, rolling clock, first quarter. Trinity nothing, Aliquippa nothing. The Hillers driving, though. A third and two here at the 23. Williamson takes the snap, option, gives it Morrow, trying to get off the right side. This time he won't get back to the line of scrimmage as they snuff that play out.
No movement that time up front off the right side. Aliquippa up to the challenge.
So now it's a fourth and three. Remember, you have Palm, who has a good strong leg, but there's no indication here they're considering that because Williamson's still on the field. Football at the 24 on a fourth and three. They go for it.
Be a 41-yard field goal if they kicked it.
Williamson Sidecar right in Morrow. Wants the throw, now pulls it down, wants the run. Williamson turns the corner, gets the first down. He's inside the 20, first and 10, Hillers.
Looked down the field, looked off the defense to the left-hand side, to the far side, and gets off the outside edge, picks up the first down, and steps out of bounds.
First and 10. They say he was out at the 20. So they'll move the chains here. Clock at 5:26, opening quarter. Again, Aliquippa went three and out on their first possession. Hillers have had the football the rest of the way here. Trips left on a first and 10. Williamson takes the snap, just runs right back up the middle, and he gets to the line of scrimmage. That's it, so no gain.
Somebody came off the edge. I did not get a number, but Williamson took a little bit too long to get up the field, and he got caught by the outside edge rusher.
They actually gave him a loss of one. He did not get back to the 20, so it's back at the 21. So call this a second and 11.
I'm trying to see the number for that tackle, but it was number 17.
That's good. Or no, that's Gilbert. I'm sorry, yeah. Trips left. Williamson, play action, steps up, has some room, looking. Now he's going to be hit and wrapped up. Held on to the football, I believe, but back at the 23-yard line. Boy, just could not find anyone to throw the football to.
Just that internal clock has to really start ticking when you get to a point. And he looked down the field. I like the idea that he kept his eyes down the field looking, but got to make sure you protect the football when you get hit.
Clock rolling down here. 4:15 and counting. No score here, this 4A first-round matchup here at Heinz Field in Aliquippa.
Good pressure that time by the front five of Aliquippa.
Three wide. They split two to the near side. Williamson has two backs to each side in the shotgun. And now he'll run the option. Pitches it right side, fighting his way. Morrow gets down to the 19, but that will be about it.
Picks up about 5 yards on the play, but needed about another nine.
So now,
Trinity's done a good job controlling the football, getting first downs, but got to score points.
They're going to go for the field goal. Palm comes on here. They're going to place this on the far side hash at the 26, so a 36-yard attempt here. Angle right to left. Right-footed kicker in Andy Palm. Good strong leg. High snap, got it down. The kick is up, a low liner, and it is no good. He did not hit it. 3:12 left, first quarter. No score here at Aliquippa. This is the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
After being sidelined with a shoulder injury, 2 minutes in the box isn't so bad. Now get back out there. With AHN Sports Medicine, you're ready for what's next. Your body's rehabbed and recovered. Your legs primed to outskate your defender. Your technical skills perfected. And just like that, you're back. Oh yeah, you're back. Go next level with AHN Sports Medicine.
First down carry for the Quips, trying to get to that left side now. Tyke Hayes, he came near side, now he goes the far sideline, up the sideline. He will get, nope, stepped out just before the first down, it looks like, at the 29-yard line. He'll be a yard shy, but he ran a long way.
Play was designed to come to the near side, and he saw there were nothing but white jerseys, ends up going back to his left, and almost turns the corner for a real big play.
So he's second and one. We have an injured player here for Aliquippa, so we get the whistles here as they kind of make their way to the near sideline here. 3 minutes left, first quarter, no score. Aliquippa, that was just their fourth play from scrimmage. Meanwhile, the Hillers have run what looks to be 13.
It's a matter of clock management, and whenever you play a team that has that home run potential, you try to control the clock as well as the scoreboard. And as I said before, it doesn't do you any good to control the clock if you can't put points on the board.
Good, and Walker split wide to the near side. On second and one, rolling out. Pressure coming. Fires pass behind the intended receiver, Longmire, out at the 34, but Council's pass just too far behind him.
Council had the corner, and he had a man open. It was his choice whether to run it or throw it. He tries to throw it and just throws a little bit behind, can't come up with the catch. Brings up third down and one.
So football at Aliquippa's own 29-yard line. It'll be a third and one now. Split wide to the near side this time. Nasir Wade. Go double tight here. High set backfield. Under center. Council gives it up the middle. They'll get the first down and more. Out to the 31. They needed one. They get two. First and 10 Quips.
Power right side that time. Just gave the ball to the back. He follows his back and the offensive line picks up the first down.
And quickly, right back to the line of scrimmage. Same formation here. Council under center. Eye set. Double tight. And he'll turn. And he'll give it. Running up the middle. Spinning. Hit from behind that time was Hayes. And he'll fight his way to the 34-yard line. So they pick up the tempo here.
Good job that time closing the hole. It looked like you had a little running lane, but it closed quickly. Limiting to a span of about three.
Moon and Walker check in. Along with Good. In this offensive formation for Aliquippa. Clock rolling down near 2 minutes left. First quarter, no score. Good splits wide to that far side. Walker is with him as they go three wide here. Now the shotgun look with Council sidecar right. And on the play, he's going to actually pull it back on the option read, and Council going to get thrown for a loss as he's back closer to the 32-yard line. Well, they gave him back to the 34. So he gets a good spot there, but bring up a big third and seven for Aliquippa.
Little ride underneath, trying to keep the football back to the backside, and he's met by a couple white jerseys, puts him on his back. I thought he got tackled a little bit further back than that, but it's going to be third and about seven.
Yep, they need the 41-yard line for this first down. They go shotgun with Council. They go five wide. Wants the throw. Fires far side. Has a man catch made at the 40. That will be a first down as he falls forward near the 43-yard line.
Good catch and throw that time. Council got rid of the football. Hit him right in the numbers.
Khalil Good hauled in that reception. And they do pick up the first down.
Just caught the ball right in between two white jerseys.
First and 10. They stay five wide here. Shotgun. Council looks over the defense. Takes the snap, looks near side, fires quick, catch made, good. Good to the 45 of Trinity and down to the 42-yard line of the Hillers and another first down.
Council has a good release with the football, quick. Nobody got near him. He was able to hit that receiver right away, gave him the football without Trinity closing on it, and picks up the first down.
40 seconds, rolling clock, first quarter. Aliquippa now finding some momentum offensively as they stay with this five-wide look. Council stays shotgun, now steps up, sets things. Takes the snap, wants to throw, looking, sets, no pressure, rolls to his right, still looking, and now just runs with it, and he will scoot out of bounds near the 37-yard line.
Trinity in the three-man front that time, kind of lost contain on the near side, allowed Council to get outside. That's a dangerous thing to have happen. You don't want the quarterback outside with the ability to run and throw.
Clock stops with 20 seconds left in this opening quarter. Again, no score. Trinity and Aliquippa, a 4A first-round matchup here at Heinz Field. They'll go trips left in this formation. That sidecar left is Hayes. Keep an eye on him. And they give it to him, trying to come near side. Stays on his feet. Fights his way down inside the 25. See where he stepped out? Looks to be at the 45. So he's at the 34-yard line is where they will mark him out.
Looked like he was stopped for a loss, but he ended up spinning out of it, getting up the near sideline, and hops his way over to the 34-yard line.
Now this will be a third and three with 10 seconds left in this opening quarter. Walker. Joined by Good as they split wide to the far side. Double tight here. Hayes again that sidecar right in the shotgun. And they give it to him. Trying to get to that left side and try to get to the corner. Runs into some white jerseys. He will not get the first down. He might get a yard to the 32, but that's about it. But that's going to be the final play of this first quarter. The score, Trinity nothing, Aliquippa nothing on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
You're always on the winning team with the Power of Bowser, the official car dealer of the WPIAL. Visit powerofbowser.com 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to find your perfect vehicle. Get the absolute best price and the best car buying experience around. See the full lineup at powerofbowser.com. powerofbowser.com, where the power of Bowser is yours.
You can shop for pretty much anything online. Clothes, food, vacations, you name it, all without ever leaving the comfort of your couch. Finally, banking can be just that easy too. With the all-new FNB eStore, you can shop for hundreds of financial products to manage your money, all from the comfort of your couch. From clicks to bricks, we've got you covered. Experience the FNB eStore in branch, on your phone, or online at fnb-online.com.
Bruce Sokolic, Bill Duquette back here at Heinz Field in Aliquippa. Quips putting together a long drive here. 9 plays so far. They're at the Trinity 33, and it's a 4th and 2, and they will go for it.
Throwing the footballs opened it up a little bit for Aliquippa. Going unbalanced this time.
Eye set, double tight. Under center, Council is going to turn. He's going to give it. Hayes, big hole, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10. Did he stay in bounds? He did. Touchdown, Aliquippa. It covers 32 yards for the touchdown.
And went unbalanced that time, kept her tight end to the near side and ran back to the short side of the formation, and he just splits the defense and gets to the near sideline, just outruns the corner into the end zone for the touchdown. Aliquippa up 6-0.
And, boy, he somehow kept his balance as he got down inside the 10. He got pushed, but
It was a tight rope.
Yeah, and he was able to just stay in bounds for that touchdown for Tyke Hayes. We talked about what a threat he is, and he showed it there. High snap, pull it down, and the kick is up, and Rivera's kick. The freshman kicker puts it through. 11:52 left, second quarter. Aliquippa 7, Trinity nothing on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
At Penn West University, we're making college make sense again for people who maybe thought college wasn't the answer. We're making college practical with programs tied to in-demand jobs that prepare you for success right away. We're making college accessible by breaking down barriers and offering more choices. We're making college approachable with faculty who understand where you're coming from and help you get where you're going. At Penn West, we're making college valuable again for people just like you. Learn more at pennwest.edu.
This is Coach Guy Monicalvo for the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, an organization that recognizes athletes, coaches, officials, teams, and contributors. Last year, we awarded $7,500 in scholarships to local high school athletes, plus $3,000 to our Courage Award and Edward Monaco Above and Beyond Award winners. We granted money to high school athletes starting their own nonprofit charities and partnered with the Pony League World Series. We encourage you to join us at our next meeting and be a part of something exceptional. The Wash Greene Hall of Fame. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook.
So Tyke Hayes takes it 32 yards on the fourth down run. 7-0 Aliquippa. They have it teed up and will boot it away. Rivera just going to pop it up to that far sideline. Hauled in at the 25. On the return to the center of the field. The 30. Hit to the 32. Stays on his feet. Powers his way near the 34-yard line. And that's where Trinity will get stacked up and take over with the football. Owen Gardner looks like he was the return man there.
Again, short pooch kick. Gardner fields at about the 25. Brings it to the middle of the field and gets it up. They're going to spot the ball in about the 34-yard line.
First and 10, Trinity down 7-0. Now, the other game on the WJPA Sports Network, Steel Valley has a 7-0 lead on Wash High. That's first quarter. So Jonah Williamson and this Hiller offense goes back to work. And they're going to open with trips left and a wideout split to the near side as well. On first down, Jonah Williamson tosses it left, gets to the corner, 35-40. Penalty flags come flying from everywhere as we get the run out near the 42-yard line. It would be a gain of 8, but let's see what the flags are.
Well, usually when they come from that far away, it's usually some sort of a hold or a block in the back. Williamson running a little option again. Picks up good yardage, but as you said, going to have to take it back, and they're going to be first and 20.
So that holding penalty all the way back to the 24-yard line. 11:38 to play, second quarter. It's Aliquippa 7, Trinity nothing.
Aliquippa's staying in their five-man front with a guy on the center, a nose, and two tackles, and two defensive ends are outside linebackers with the linebackers inside.
First and 20. Jonah Williams wanted to run with it, but the defense greets him. He's going to lose two more back to the 22-yard line. So, boy, the penetration up front was quite effective, and Williamson gets wrapped up quickly.
Quickness got to Trinity that time. He was supposed to be tagged by one of the linemen pulling and unable to get to him, and Williamson never had a chance. Got the snap, tried to take a step, and he came in untouched.
So a second and very long. They put it up as second and 22 at their own 22. They need to get to the 44 for the first down. Trips to the near side as they go four wide. Williamson going to roll that way. Pressure all over him. Stays on his feet, throws it, and it falls incomplete. Boy, a defender was there. It just could not haul it in for the interception, but all kind of pressure, I believe, coming in for Aliquippa, and it was Gilbert, a big defensive end, putting the pressure on him.
He came in almost untouched again. Kind of like having Watt on the defensive line trying to get after you. He's been like that for the last couple of pass plays.
Third and 22. For the Hillers. And they're going to split. Well, they move Chandler. He started near side. Now they're going to reverse him over to that far side. Williamson. Shotgun. High snap. Pulls it down. He's just going to punt it away. And he'll punt it. It'll bounce across midfield and roll inside the 45 down to the 44. So we get the third down quick kick that time by Jonah Williamson. And Aliquippa will get the football back.
I don't think that coaching staff at Trinity is looking too kindly right now in that series with their offensive line. They got beat at just about every position on three snaps.
Which is interesting because we mentioned first couple plays, and on that opening drive, Bill, they were running the football effectively and
yep.
getting a good push from that offensive line. So you have to believe adjustments were made.
Well, I think they have to get used to the quickness up front.
Here's Council. He'll go to work from the shotgun. Play action. Fires. Intended that time for good, but just a little too high down near the 40-yard line of Trinity.
Little play action fake in the backfield and then trying to hit good on a little skinny post. Just got the ball up a little bit too high, unable to come up with it.
Clock stops, 10:26 left, second quarter. Aliquippa leading at 7-0. Tyke Hayes, a 32-yard touchdown run on a fourth down play, the only score in this game so far. Quips going to split three wide. Twins come to the near side as they operate from their own 44 on a second and 10. Council gives it. Tyke Hayes to the right side, turns the corner, and fights his way near midfield, stays on his feet, and where did he step out? Looks to be at the Trinity 49.
Again, the edge rusher lost contain. It allowed the running back to get outside. You got to set that edge and turn him back into the pursuit. Don't want him running down the sideline untouched once he turns the corner.
So a third and three at the Trinity 49. Walker and end split to the near side. Eye set backfield. Council goes under center. And now he'll walk to the near sideline, getting the play, and now resets play clock down to 5. The turn and the give. Hayes up the middle. He'll fight his way close to the first down, but about a yard shy at the 46 or 47-yard line.
That was the same play they ran for the touchdown. They went a little unbalanced end over, ran it back to the short side of the field, but Trinity kind of stacked that up. Good job defensively.
Walker out, Longmire comes in for this offensive set. Fourth and one, Aliquippa at the Trinity, 47-yard line. Clock rolls down near 9 minutes left. They're going to stay with this. Well, they're going to go power eye here and keep it in tight. Now the turn and the give kind of come near side. Tyke Hayes, hey boy, he took some contact behind the line of scrimmage, then dove forward. Looks like he's going to pick up that first down for the Quips.
Yep, he was contacted behind the line of scrimmage, but his forward momentum took himself and the tackler toward the first down and across the first down marker. Ball on the 46-yard line, first and 10.
So they move the chains, they wind the clock, and we're at 8:45 and rolling. Aliquippa 7, Trinity nothing. Quips have it first and 10 at the Hiller 46. Right between the hash marks, right down the middle here. They go shotgun with Council this time. Hayes to his right in the backfield. They load that left side. They give it to Hayes. He takes it right up the middle, and he'll fight his way down to the Trinity 40-yard line.
Hayes does a nice job that time. Came to the near side and put his foot in the ground and just caught a seam up inside on the left-hand side. Picks up good yardage on first down. So one of the interesting things about Aliquippa is that there's a lot of ways to run a spread offense, but they're more of a smash-mouth spread offense. They're not afraid to put people in the box and put blockers in front of a ball carrier and give them the ball deep.
Well, second and three at the Trinity, 39. Under center, Council takes his drop. Here comes the defense. He eludes it, though. Rolling right. Council has to scoot out of bounds at the 44, where'd they put it? Yeah, 43, actually. So he's going to lose yardage.
Council pulled the Houdini and got out of that squeeze by two white jerseys. Gets up and out to the far side. And unable to get rid of the football, there were no receivers on that side of the field where he was flushed. So he just takes the ball and gets out of bounds.
Stops the clock with 7:45 left.
Good job that time defensively by Trinity before it's in third and long.
So they go four wide trips to the near side. Hayes stays in the backfield. The shotgun look for Council, and he wants to throw. Pressure comes. Dumps it off with a screen, but too high and falls incomplete. And now Samaj Fuse, a late hit here. And, boy, that's going to be costly. Cannon was the intended receiver on that screen. And, again, well after the play, he takes a shove. And
that's going to give him a first down.
Yep.
That's not a smart move. You got him stopped. They're going to punt the football, maybe, but probably. And they're going to get a first down here when they mark this off.
So you get the 15-yard penalty mark off and a first down for the Quips at the Trinity 28-yard line. Boy, that one hurts.
Yeah, no question. All you got to do is ease up and let it go. The ball was already on the ground. No threat for him to get up and get it. Didn't need to.
First and 10. They go four wide. Council, pressure comes. Dump it near side. Catch made by Walker. Slips one tackle. Stays on his feet. Spins around. Takes a big pop at the 25-yard line and gets dropped there.
Tried to run a little wide receiver screen that time to the near side. Catches the football. Gets up the field. There is a flag on the play. This is either a face mask or an illegal pick.
Well, Aliquippa seems to be clapping. This looks to be against the Hillers. It is a personal foul face mask. So with that, they will mark it off half the distance, as you heard. 7.5 left in this second quarter. Aliquippa 7, Trinity nothing, but a couple of penalties here have them set up to build on that lead.
Two 15-yard penalties.
Football at the 12 on the near side hash. Council goes under center. I set backfield, the turn and the give. Trying to go up the middle is Cannon, and he gets stuffed. The Hillers drive him backwards. They say his forward progress was stopped at the 15. That'll be a loss of 3.
Great job that time by the left side of the defensive line for Trinity. Good tackling, wrapped him up. Tried to run a little isolation play off the right side. No going there.
Football on that near side hash again. Clock under 7 minutes to play in this opening half. They're going to go shotgun with Council. He's got two backs with him. Twin split wide to the right. Wants the throw as he rolls right. Fires. Has a man at the 5. The catch is made as he makes the sliding catch, and that was hauled in by Walker.
Council rolls to his right. Gets the ball out to the receiver a little bit low, but the receiver just goes down, sits down, catches the football, puts the ball at the 4-yard line, third down and 1.
So they put it at the 4. So it will be a 3rd and 1. Quip's going to split Twins to that near side. They go I set backfield. Hayes, the deep back. Council under center, turns, gives it. Hayes started left, cuts back, dances again, fights his way for the first down and more as he gets to the two.
I don't know whether that play was designed to go right or not, but he started left. Again, just made a cut back to the right-hand side and was able still to pick up the first down.
First and goal at the Trinity 2. Quip's leading at 7-0 and looking for more. Got Good going to split wide to that far side. Walker to the near side. Hayes again dots the I in the backfield. Under center, Council turns, gives it to him. Hayes up the middle, and he's got his second touchdown of the night from 2 yards out.
Isolation play that time off the left side, and the combination of the lead blocker and the offensive line on the left side taking white jerseys into the end zone. 13-0, Quips.
So Rivera comes on for the extra point. Hayes, his second. First was from 32. This one from just 2 yards out. A couple of penalties against the Hillers really hurt on that drive. The extra point attempt by Rivera is up. It's good. And with 5:36 to play, second quarter, it's now Aliquippa 14, Trinity nothing on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
You deserve a bank that lifts up your business, that shares your spirits, and your taste for success. At Washington Financial, we pride ourselves on crafting solutions that are as one of a kind as your business is. Go with the bank that gets you. Washington Financial Bank.
Rivera boots it away. Short kick out at the 21. Picked up there on the return. Gets to the left side, the 30, out to the 35-yard line. And then wrestled down there was Seth Stewart, the junior, on the return for the Hillers.
Stewart tried to bring that ball up the middle of the field and kind of got bogged up. A lot of bodies. Glides to the far side and picks up a couple more yards before he run out of bounds.
Line of scrimmage will be the 36-yard line. It's now Aliquippa 14, Trinity nothing. Quips went three and out on the opening possession of this game. The Hillers had a long possession in which they were the beneficiary of a roughing the kicker call on a punt that kept the drive alive but failed to score. And boy, Quips have certainly turned it around here with this 14-0 lead. Jonah Williamson goes back to work. Shotgun, sidecar left. Hands it off, and I believe that was Morrow, and he's going to lose two back near the 34-yard line.
Again, trying to run the ball off the left side, inside, and just no running room. Ends up losing a yard.
Our other game, Steel Valley, has opened up a 21-0 lead on Wash High. Here, 14-0 with 5 minutes left in the first half. Jonah Williamson on a second and 11 from his own 35, wants to throw. Sets, has time, looks, now wants to run. Here comes the pressure. He'll actually get tackled from behind, pushed forward. He gets back to the original line of scrimmage at the 36.
Good job by Aliquippa. They were not so concerned about getting to the quarterback, although I'm sure they were trying. But they also did not lose leverage, didn't allow Williamson out of the pocket. And he just had to step up and finally just get what he could. He gets back to the line of scrimmage, bringing up third down and 10. Again, coverage sacked that time by Aliquippa.
Clock at 4:15 and rolling. Hillers go trips to the near side in this four-wide look. They shift the back to the left of Williamson. Pressure comes off the edge. He steps up, now wants to run. Williamson gets a block, 40, 45, tries to fight for it. He does, and he'll get the Trinity first down at the 47-yard line.
Smart decision that time by Williamson. Looked down the field, saw an opening to run the football. Didn't know whether he was going to be able to get the 10 or not, but he ends up getting down the field and getting the 10 yards. Does what he's been doing all year. Makes something happen out of nothing.
Big first down there for the Hillers as well. We mentioned that long opening possession. Their last possession, though, you'll recall, they went three and out and were kind of deep in their own territory, and they literally quick-kicked it because of it. So big first down to keep the offense on the field here. Gardner in. He'll set to the near side. Williamson is just going to hand it off. Morrow fights his way up the middle. He fights his way close to midfield, maybe just shy now, but he gets maybe three.
Again, Morrow takes the ball up inside, but got bounced around and still made it back to the line of scrimmage and was able to pick up about 2 yards.
Yeah, thought he made the 50, but they spotted 49, so a gain of two, bring up second and eight. And Kostelnik brings that play in for the Hillers. Clock under three left, first quarter. It's Aliquippa 14, Trinity nothing. Hillers going to split. Three wide in this set. Williamson has that sidecar left. Motion man Kostelnik to the near side. Blitz coming up the middle. Wants the throw. They set up a little screen. They dump it off. The catch made by Vogel. And Vogel slips the tackle, 40, 35, and bowls his way down to the Aliquippa 32-yard line. Actually, they're going to say the 33-yard line.
Good job by Vogel. Ran a little crossing route. Williamson got in the football. And when he turned up the field, Vogel was able to get off the one-on-one coverage and take it down the far sideline, not only for the first down, but some other good yardage.
He got a terrible spot, too. They put him back at the 33. He was closer to the 31. First and 10 Hillers, though. Williamson, shotgun. Sidecar is Morrow. He takes the handoff, and Morrow, again, bowls his way down to the, well, they're going to say 31.
Inside run that time again. Morrow, downhill runner. Picks up the first down. Or I'm sorry, yeah. On first down, picks up three.
Well, actually two.
Two.
They put it, yeah, again, it looked like he was closer to the 30, but they spotted all the way back at the 31. So it is a second and eight. Minute 49, rolling clock, second quarter. Hillers down by 14. Williamson takes the snap, keeps it, now tries to cut it back, and the black jerseys surround him. He's going to lose two back to the original line of scrimmage at the 33.
Great job defensively that time by Aliquippa. They not only had the quarterback covered, they had the pitch covered, and there was no place for Williamson to go with the football other than to eat it.
Clock rolls, a minute 20. Hillers in the huddle staring at a third and 10 at the Aliquippa 33. They stay three wide, twin backs on each side of the quarterback, Gardner and Morrow. Williamson just going to try to dump it off, but too high. Was that a lateral? They are going to say it's a lateral. Goes out of bounds back at the 39-yard line. Yeah, so they threw it back. That was actually a fumble, just trying to dump it off to Samaj Fuse.
Didn't look like it, but it was backwards on the replay. Quarterback was standing behind the ball when he threw it, where it landed.
Well, here's if you're those of you watching the stream, you can see it. Yeah, Williamson's. Yeah, Williamson's up closer to the 38. Fuse was back at the 40, so can clearly see that. So that's the correct call there. But a fourth and long, fourth and 16. Hillers will go for it. They need to get to the 23. Williamson, low snap, has to go back and scoop it up. Here comes pressure. He's just going to throw it away. And the incompletion will stop the clock with 55 seconds left.
And boy, not good. Bad snap. Williamson had to run and scramble for the football. He was lucky he didn't get tackled where he was. He was able to bail out, go to his left, and just got the ball out of bounds. With 55 seconds left to go, Aliquippa's going to take possession. Up 14-0.
39-yard line, the line of scrimmage. Tyke Hayes has both touchdowns, runs of 32 and 2 yards, and he's in the backfield, the left of his quarterback, Marquise Council. He goes shotgun with trips to the near side.
single coverage on the far side.
Council takes the snap, rolls to his left, dumps it off, and trying to hook up that time to that near side and couldn't connect with Reddick, I believe, was the intended receiver.
Just overthrew his target. Trinity in good position to cover it.
Clock stops, 52 seconds left. Again, coming up at halftime, we'll be checking in. Lynn Manning has a WJPA News update. We'll also have the PAC report coming up as well at the half. Moon splits to the near side, joined there by Walker as they go trips left now. Council, sidecar left, and Tyke Hayes. Takes the snap, wants to throw, looking. Has a man. Catch made, the 45, the 40. To the far side, the 35, the 30. Down to the 25 and wrestled down there is Larry Moon. A big play for the Quips. 41 seconds. They'll move the chains and then wind the clock.
Well, you can see Moon's got great quickness and good speed. He caught that football and actually ran away from the secondary going to the far side.
Timeout. Aliquippa. 41 seconds left, second quarter. Aliquippa 14, Trinity nothing on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Bring your family to Wheeling this weekend. See Wheeling Nailers hockey tomorrow night at West Bank O Arena when the Nailers take on Bloomington. The Wheeling Lightning Birds women's hockey team faces Pittsburgh Sunday at West Bank O Arena with free admission. And check out Christmas in the Highlands, West Virginia's largest craft and vendor show, now through Sunday at the Highland Sports Complex with 225 vendors from 8 states. Find out more and see all the upcoming events at visitwheelingwv.com. Wheeling is waiting for you.
So, timeout taken here. 41 seconds left. Aliquippa leading Trinity 14-0. We were telling you, just checking for an update on the other game on our network tonight. And we have, it's now Steel Valley 21, Wash High 7. That game also in the second quarter.
That can't be fun there either.
No. Here the situation is this. Again, Aliquippa have 14-point lead. They have it first and 10 at the Hiller 24-yard line on that far side hash as they move right to left. Council goes shotgun. Two backs in the backfield with him. Twins wide to the near side. Council, Trinity showing blitz, and they do. He steps up, fires it down that far sideline, has a man, goes up, makes the catch. Did he haul it in? Yes, he did. Touchdown. Khalil Good on the reception.
Again, good single coverage on the far side. Runs a takeoff route down the far sideline, and ball perfectly thrown over his outside shoulder, and he goes up and makes the catch. Great execution that time on the part of Aliquippa, quarterback and receiver.
Yeah, that's... Everything about that play was good. The throw was good. The catch was good. And staying in bounds was even better. Rivera on for yet another extra point. The third here in this second quarter. Good snap. Hold is down. That kick is up. And it is good. 35 seconds left. First half. 21-0 Aliquippa. We'll be back with more on the WJPA Sports Network. Presented by CNX Foundation.
Hi, I'm Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency here in Washington. When was the last time you reviewed your homeowner's policy? In recent years, the price of homeowner's insurance has gone up dramatically. In fact, some companies have raised their rates by as much as 35% in the last year. If you haven't reviewed your coverage lately, now is the time. You might be surprised at how much you can save. Call us at 724-228-3448. Visit us online at dayinsurance.com or stop by one of our offices in Washington or Hickory.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
So Aliquippa goes with that short kick, and it looked like one of your golf shots in. It just kind of stuck right at about the 32-yard line, and the Hillers were lucky to get
it off of it. They almost came up with it. That ball bounced a little bit back toward the cover team, and Hillers able to cover it. 35 seconds. Ball on about the 33-yard line.
Aliquippa, again, a scoreless first quarter, but the Quips putting up three touchdowns in this second quarter to build this 21-0 lead. Jonah Williamson back to work from the shotgun. And he'll hand it off now. Morrow, he's out across the 35, the 40, pushes his way forward, and they'll spot it at the 42-yard line, a gain of 9.
And Morrow just up inside, straight ahead. Timeout, Trinity.
We'll take a timeout. 21-0 Aliquippa here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Tackle a great career as a production associate at Precision Marshall Steel. Score starting wages of $25 to $30 an hour. Earn $35 an hour in just 2 years with rapid progression increases. PM Steel's playbook includes paid training, excellent benefits, 401k, and pension. Don't stand on the sidelines. Precision Marshall Steel. Visit 99 Berry Road or steeljobs.us for more info. Steeljobs.us. Join a winning team.
Bruce Sokolic, Bill Duquette back at Heinz Field here in Aliquippa. The 4-seed Aliquippa, the 5-seed Trinity, and the Quips really taking control in this second quarter. Again, Trinity possessed the ball for much of that first quarter, but unable to capitalize, especially after getting a key roughing the kicker call on a punt that kept the drive alive. But since then, we've seen Tyke Hayes, two touchdown runs, and then the touchdown pass to Good here to open up this 21-0 lead.
The Quips' ability to throw the football has really opened up the running game, and that's put their defense, put Trinity's defense on their heels.
Second and one. Williamson just going to hand it off again. Morrow bowls his way. Forward progress might get him the first down. It's very close. They are going to say it is a first down. So yeah, That's going to move the sticks, but the clock's going to roll with 19 seconds on it.
Good second effort by Morrow, but another timeout by Trinity.
Yep, 21-0 Aliquippa. They lead the Trinity Hillers. Back with more here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Hi, I'm Evan Chambers from the Chambers Insurance Agency. We're now in our third generation of protecting you, your family, your home, and your business. We're people you know and people you can count on, with online convenience, too, at chambersinsurance.com. Click on Start Exploring to get an idea of where you're covered and maybe where you're not. Then sit down and talk with us. We're an independent insurance agency with a variety of companies to help you protect what's most important to you. Just click to get started. Chambersinsurance.com.
So after the timeout by the Hillers, they'll have a first and 10 with 19 seconds left. The football at their own 43-yard line.
Got to wonder if they're going to take a shot down the field here.
They're going to split too wide. Williamson with that sidecar to his left. That's Morrow. Williamson does want to throw. Pressure up the middle, sidesteps it. Now more pressure comes, and he's going to get thrown for a sack back close to the 41-yard line.
Went too deep that time with the defense and played five under. And really no place to throw the football. Nobody was open, and that take care of the half.
Yep, they let the clock roll out, and that will do it. After a scoreless first quarter, Aliquippa with three touchdowns, and they lead it at the half. 21-0 over the Trinity Hillers in this 4A first-round playoff matchup. We'll have more at halftime here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit W&J to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. W&J, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Don't fall behind on your home improvement projects. Let First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County help you with the heavy lifting before winter. First Federal gives you all the tools you need with FHA Title I home improvement, home equity, construction, and owner-builder loans. With offices in Washington, Greene, and Fayette counties, your loan stays here. Apply in person or anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, and NMLS 458729.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night and a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Any insurance agent can sell you a policy. At RTI Insurance Services, we're going to sell you what you need. As a family-owned independent agency, RTI Insurance Services will provide you with multiple solutions for your personal and business coverages. We're proud to support area athletes, families, and communities, and we'd love to help you too. RTI Insurance Services in South Point. Online at trustrti.com.
Welcome back to Alec Quip, Heinz Field, Bruce Sokolic, along with Bill Duquette. Again, a scoreless first quarter after Alec Quip won the toss, elected to receive, and went three and out. They started at their own 40, ended up punting the football away, so a quick opening drive. Trinity took over at their own 35-yard line. They then proceeded to march the ball down the field. They were running it well, but then ended up lining up to punt the football away. We got a running into the kicker penalty. 15 yards that gave the Hillers a first down, kept the possession alive, so they had it for some 13 plays but could not convert. They end up missing a 26-yard field goal at the end of all of that, and Aliquippa got the football back at their own 20-yard line. They would take 10 plays as they marched down the field, and we saw Tyke Hayes on a 4th-and-2 race 32 yards for the touchdown. The extra point was good. And the Quips had a 7-0 lead with 11:52 to play in that second quarter. After that opening touchdown, Trinity got it back. They really got bogged down in their own territory. They went three and out. They pumped the football away. Aliquippa takes over at their own 44-yard line. Another long possession, 11 plays, but it ends the same in the end zone. Another Tyke Hayes touchdown, this one from 2 yards out. That came at the 5:36 mark of the second quarter, and then they wrapped up the scoring on their next possession. So after that opening possession where they were, well, shut down and forced three and out, they ended up scoring touchdowns after that. This one just 3 plays. They began at their own 39-yard line, and we saw the 22-yard pass from Marquise Council to Good. The extra point was good. 21-0, Aliquippa.
Well, at the end of the second quarter, you look at how the game's been going, and for all intents and purposes, Aliquippa's defensive and offensive front have really done a pretty good job against the group that was improving during the course of the year, but may have met their match the first half. They're going to have to come up with a way to control the outside edge rush when they throw the football and control the inside and the inside defenders when they try to run the football with Morrow.
You know, just the way the game opened, Bill, was, and we touched on this, 2 plays in, they were 2 runs. They were 2 strong runs. And it was very noticeable, and I touched on it at the time, saying how Dan Canales talked about being physical up front and the line, and they were doing it then. Now, was that a case of Aliquippa maybe coming out here thinking, hey, you know, we're just going to cruise to an easy victory here, and kind of waking up a little bit, because there was a discernible difference after that? because Aliquippa just really clamped down. You talked about offensively, what they started to do was just started to throw the football down the field. It opened things up, and then Tyke Hayes is just, he's a threat from anywhere on the field.
Well, you have to remember, two plays don't make a football game.
No, exactly. Yeah,
that was the problem. It took a while for Aliquippa to get into the football game. That happens with good teams. It happens with every team. But they got into the football game and basically played nose-to-nose much quicker.
Yes.
Much more physical the rest of the first quarter and the second quarter. And, you know, once you score once and you score twice, it makes it a little bit easier to get after you.
Yeah, and what they did is what every team, you know, every coach that we've talked to that has played Trinity, when you ask them, what do you have to do here tonight? The same response.
Yeah.
To stop number two. Well, they've kept Jonah Williamson, obviously, in check. And that is what you must do against the Hillers.
Well, he doesn't have anybody throw the ball to downfield. His receivers are not getting open, and you can't wait around because they're coming.
Yeah, absolutely. So we are at the half. Aliquippa leads Trinity 21-0. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll send it back to the WJPA studios. We'll get a news update with Lynn Manning and, of course, the PAC report coming your way as well. Again, you're listening and watching the WJPA Sports Network on the CNX Foundation.
Orthodontics isn't just for children. Orthodontics is for everyone. Choose Good Orthodontics. Doctors Bob and Ron Good, board-certified specialists in orthodontics and facial orthopedics. Call for an appointment, 724-225-1114. Good Orthodontics, with offices in Washington, Mount Lebanon, and Pleasant Hills. See all the good a simple smile can do. Call Good Orthodontics, 724-225-1114. Excellence is a good choice. Choose Good Orthodontics.
Fun. Memories, friendship. We're here for all of it. Here for the big moments and the small ones, too. We're here for unforgettable triumph, momentary misfortune, and the impromptu throwdown. We're out here each day, chasing something great. Call it adventure, call it play, we call it fun. Academy Sports and Outdoors. Have fun out there.
Good evening. I'm Lynn Manning with your WJPA Halftime Report. We're at 54 degrees right now in Washington. It's going to be cold tonight. Temperatures dropping off to about 35, and then another sunny day tomorrow, but even cooler with a high of just 59. Right now, again, 55 degrees here in Washington. Donald Trump is not backing down from what he said last night about former Congresswoman Liz Cheney facing oncoming fire. And now, as ABC's Stephen Portnoy reports, a state law enforcement officer wants to open up an investigation.
The Trump campaign and the candidate himself insist Trump was only aiming to criticize Liz Cheney as a defense hawk. But now the Arizona Attorney General's office says it's looking into what Trump said alongside Tucker Carlson at an event in Glendale as a possible violation of state law.
Let's put her with a rifle standing there with nine barrels shooting at her, okay? Let's see how she feels about it. You know, when the guns are trained on her face.
Arizona's Democratic AG says she wants the statement analyzed by her office to see if it might qualify as a death threat. Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Washington.
Vice President Kamala Harris is planning to hold a rally in Pittsburgh on Monday, the day before Election Day. Harris is set to hold a Get Out the Vote concert at Point State Park from 3 to 7 p.m. Now, performers for the concert have not yet been announced. Meanwhile, former President Donald Trump will also hold a rally at PPG Paints Arena on the same day. Both Trump and Vice President Harris have made dozens of stops in what is considered the country's largest battleground state, including several in the Pittsburgh area. Meanwhile, because of all of the rallies that are set for Monday, Allegheny County and the city of Pittsburgh are jointly announcing an early dismissal for non-essential county and city workers at noon. The city and the county are also encouraging individuals and businesses to avoid unnecessary travel in and around the downtown area Monday afternoon so that traffic reduction and parking congestion could be eased because they'll probably be enhanced by the two campaign events. The National and State Republican parties have appealed a Pennsylvania court ruling that would relax rules for mail-in ballots. The GOP filed its emergency request this week, asking the state Supreme Court to put on hold a lower court ruling that said envelopes that voters use to send in their mail ballots don't need to have been actually accurately hand dated. The Republican groups have also asked the court that if they don't stay the order, they should modify it then to say that it's not in effect for Election Day. During a visit to Washington yesterday, U.S. Senator Bob Casey addressed the upcoming closure of the Correll glass plant in Charleroi. WJPA's Joe Jasek has details.
Casey is incensed about the possible closure of the Correll glass plant.
This is what Wall Street does in a predatory way to hurt people. And we've got to make sure that we push back hard against it.
Casey has released a report outlining questionable methods of Centerlane Partners acquiring the plant and then scheduling its closing. He is asking the Federal Trade Commission to investigate. Meanwhile, Danielle Byrne, vice president of the United Steelworkers Union 53G, says Centerlane Partners began removing press number 111 on Monday.
They're in a hurry to get that press out because they knew they did something wrong and the attorney general's on their ass, so I hope they all go to jail.
Byrne says the support from Casey's office has been phenomenal. For WJPA News, I'm Joe Jasek.
The Mon Valley is hoping to get its fair share of fame. WJPA's Kathy Caldwell explains.
The second annual Mid-Mon Valley Business Symposium was held Thursday morning, and it focused on business opportunities that include the filmmaking industry in the Mon Valley. The group invited the Pennsylvania Film Commissioner, Hollywood actor, writer, and director Gino Pesci to speak to the crowd. Pesci, a Charleroi and Belle Vernon native, said his interest in bringing film and opportunities to the area focuses on the dollars behind filmmaking and tourism. He says it's important for local kids like himself to be able to follow their dreams and not have to move thousands of miles away from their families.
Well, when I was a kid, there was not a pathway to a sustainable career here in Pennsylvania. I had to move 3,000 miles away from my closest friends and family to have the opportunity to have a sustainable career.
For WJPA News, I'm Kathy Caldwell.
Nearly every county here in southwestern Pennsylvania is now under a drought watch. The Pennsylvania Drought Task Force announced today that Washington, Allegheny, Beaver, Butler, Fayette, Greene, Indiana, Lawrence, and Westmoreland counties are all now under a drought watch. A drought watch is typically declared for a county with three of the four factors in a watch status. Residents are encouraged but not required to voluntarily reduce their water use by 5 to 10%. Well, there are a myriad of reasons why Americans will get out to vote, but for some, it may be as simple as a little sugar. Krispy Kreme says it's going to give a free donut on Election Day to people who vote, celebrating what it's calling Doughmocracy. On Wall Street tonight, the Dow closed up 288 points to 42,052. The S&P was up 23 to 5728, and the NASDAQ was up 144 to 18,239. In sports, the Pens are off tonight. They host Montreal tomorrow evening. And tonight, this evening, the top-seeded Peters Township girls are playing number 2 Seneca Valley for the WPIAL 4A Championship at Highmark Stadium. And coming up tomorrow, W&J traveling to Case Western Reserve. We'll hear the game on 1450 AM. Our coverage begins at 12:30. And your forecast for the rest of this evening, clear and cold, an overnight low of 35. Sunny but cool tomorrow with a high of 59. Right now, 53 at WJPA.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
This is Coach Guy Monacalva for the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, here to invite you to become a member of our chapter and help celebrate the stories of these outstanding athletes, coaches, and teams. For just $10, you'll have the opportunity to vote for respected athletes, coaches, and teams of yesteryear as we recognize these sports figures for their contributions to our rich athletic tradition. We're the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook and be a part of something exceptional.
For 125 years, we've been covering this region's financial needs, sharing your rebellious spirit, standing right here with you, supporting your dreams, helping businesses grow and thrive, investing in what matters, and always putting people first. Thank you for letting us get to know you over our first 125 years. We're Washington Financial Bank, and we're proud to be the bank that gets you.
Welcome to the PAC Football Report for November 2nd, 2024. I'm Joe Underko. This week we will take a quick look back at last week's football action in the President's Athletic Conference, while also previewing Week 9 contests this coming Saturday. An incredible five teams are tied in the loss column at the top of the PAC standings with 3 weeks to play. Last week, Westminster knocked Case Western Reserve from the unbeaten ranks following a 17-14 home win. The Titans and Spartans are joined with one loss by W&J, a 48-7 winner over Bethany, by defending champ Grove City, which retained the Mercer County Cup 59-7 over Teal, and Carnegie Mellon, which posted a 69-7 blowout at St. Vincent. Finally, Waynesburg posted a wild 44-41 road win at Allegheny, while Geneva had the weekend off. PAC Player of the Week laurels for Week 8 went to Waynesburg senior QB Samuel Barber on offense, with 355 passing yards and 4 TDs at Allegheny. Senior D-tackle Dawson Dietz of W&J on defense for posting 9 tackles, including 4.5 for losses, and 3 quarterback sacks versus Bethany. And junior linebacker Caleb Brubaker of Grove City on special teams, with a blocked punt to go along with 8 tackles and an interception. Newcomer of the week was Westminster freshman DB Lamont Austin, whose interception and 70-yard return in the closing seconds clinched the Titan win versus Case. Week 9 features 2 heavyweight matchups that will help clarify the PAC title picture, as W&J travels to Case Western Reserve and Westminster heads to Carnegie Mellon for a pair of 1 p.m. kickoffs. The Presidents lead the Spartans 13-10 all-time and won last year's game in Washington 38-33. However, Case captured the last meeting in Cleveland 14-10 in 2022. CMU and Westminster are dead even, 21-21-1 against each other all time. The Tartans have won the last 2 meetings, including a 21-7 road win in New Wilmington a year ago. Both games will be among the most closely watched D3 games in the nation this weekend due to their conference title and national playoff implications. The fifth team tied at the top is defending champion Grove City. The 6-1 Wolverines travel to Waynesburg to face the 3-4 Yellow Jackets at Wiley Stadium at 1 p.m. The series dates back to 1903, with Waynesburg leading 32-22-5 all-time, although Grove City has won the last 5 meetings, including a 43-27 final in 2023. Waynesburg head coach Cornelius Coleman talks about the growth he saw in his team during their shootout win at Allegheny.
The first thing for us is, directly after the game when I pulled the young men up, the first thing that I told them outside of the fact that I love them is the fact that as a coach, you can see this program growing up before our very own eyes.
3-4 Geneva looks to even its record when the Golden Tornadoes travel to West Virginia to face 0-7 Bethany at Bison Stadium at 1 p.m. Geneva has dominated the all-time series 36-12-1 dating back to 1909, including a 45-20 GT victory in 2023. Bison head coach Brandon Robinson talks about the challenge of preparing for the Golden Tornado triple option attack.
I would say the biggest thing, though, is just finding the right guys for the right spots to do a specific job. So some guys might be playing a position that they don't typically play because maybe they have the skill set, they have the defensive demeanor, whatever it is, to be something a little bit different this week. So I think that's the biggest challenge, is getting the right guys in the right spots.
Finally, two teams looking to finish the season on a positive note meet at Alumni Stadium in Greenville, where 1-6 Teal hosts 1-7 St. Vincent at 1 p.m. The Bearcats lead the all-time series 13-12, but the Tomcats snapped a 7-game loss streak to St. Vincent with a 30-27 road win last season. Tomcat head coach Sam Bauman talks about honoring his senior class at the team's final home game this season.
The whole class, they feel like my guys, right? The only thing I didn't do was recruit them from their, second semester freshman year. They were with us. They bought in early, and this is a class that really was craving that change and really jumped on to kind of the new ideas that I brought in. So I can't pick out one because I just am so appreciative of the whole group.
Allegheny has the Week 9 bye. That's all for this edition of the PAC Football Report. Log on to the conference website at www.pacathletics.org all season long for the latest news, scores, statistics, and other league information. You can follow us on social media via X, Facebook, and Instagram. Links are available at the PAC website. I'm Joe Underko. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you at the stadium.
Bring your family to Wheeling this weekend. See Wheeling Nailers hockey tomorrow night at West Bank O Arena when the Nailers take on Bloomington. The Wheeling Lightning Birds women's hockey team faces Pittsburgh Sunday at West Bank O Arena with free admission. And check out Christmas in the Highlands, West Virginia's largest craft and vendor show, now through Sunday at the Highland Sports Complex with 225 vendors from 8 states. Find out more and see all the upcoming events at visitwheelingwv.com. Wheeling is waiting for you.
Hi, sports fans. This is Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory. This year, we are celebrating our 50th anniversary in business, serving the insurance needs of Washington County residents. Our clients have relied on us to deliver dependable, professional service throughout the years, spanning 3 generations of the Day family. Our clients know us because we live here. We want to say thank you to all who have supported us over the last 50 years. The Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory, proud sponsors of Washington County sports teams.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Bruce Sokolic, Bill Duquette, back here at Aliquippa and Heinz Field. Both teams back out to stretch and loosen up as we get for second half action. Aliquippa leading the Hillers 21-0. Let's get you caught up on some of the other action. Let's stay in this 4A bracket. We've got, again, 21-0 here. Aliquippa leading Trinity. Thomas Jefferson, a 14-0 lead on West Allegheny. That is at the half. Second quarter, Montour beating Mars 21-6. And also a second quarter score, McKeesport on top of Bell Vernon 20-3. Other scores, let's go to Triple A. We've got Abbotsford leading Greensburg-Salem 19-14 at the half. In Double A, the other game on the WJPA Sports Network, Steel Valley 21, Wash High 14. They are now at the half. And it is South Allegheny on top of Waynesburg 28-6 in that matchup. In Single A, Mount Fort Cherry is rolling, a 42-0 lead in the second quarter. Clareton has a big 30-0 lead on Rochester in the second quarter. At the half, it's Cornell 14, Leechburg 6. California shutting out Laurel 15-0. They are at the half. Other scores as well. Greensburg Central Catholic, a 20-16 lead on Manesson. And the last score we had here, Southside leading Jefferson Morgan 27-6 that game at the half as well. So we're getting set for a second half. Again, the Trinity Hillers down 21-0. And, they get the football to start. We always say it, that first possession of the second half, and especially down 21, you need to make something happen.
Yeah, you do. The good thing is you get the football. Let's see what they did at halftime to make any kind of adjustment. And more importantly, let's see if the kids made any kind of adjustment up front to handle the quickness that they tend to have lost, over that second period for sure.
Tyke Hayes has 2 touchdown runs for the Quips, 32 yards on his first score, and a 2-yard run for the second. And then we have the long 22-yard pass that went from Marquise Council to Good. That set things up for the extra point and a 21-0 lead that came with 35 seconds left in the second quarter. So the Hillers will set for the return. Mekhi Bowman is back deep with Nico Morrow, and the Quips will take the field now as they line up to boot this football away from their own 40-yard line. Again, Trinity in the traveling white tops and slacks, the blue numbers and trim. They move right to left in this third quarter. Ideal conditions, not a whole lot of wind, a little cooler than we've experienced, but a perfect November night for football.
And I think we'll see a little chip shot here.
Yeah, we've seen it a couple of times already, and they'll kick it to that near side. Kostelnik at the 25, the 30, up the numbers, across the 35, out to the 40, and he'll be dropped there, and that's where the Hiller offense will go to work.
Kostelnik took the ball at about the 30-yard line, I think, and then brought it up to the 40, carried a tackler about 3 or 4 yards farther, and they're gonna mark it at the 40.
Just underway, third quarter. Jonah Williamson will go back to work, the big 6'2", 207-pound junior quarterback leading this Hiller offense. He has been their key all season long, and they're going to try to get things going offensively here. They're going to split two wide. Actually, now they go three wide. Morrow in the backfield to his left. Williamson from the shotgun keeps it on the run, trying to run to his right, gets to the corner, out across the 41, and he'll be dropped down, falls forward maybe near the 42-yard line, depending on the spot, a gain of one or two.
That play was designed to go inside, and the defensive line did a nice job just running him to the sideline. He was unable to get inside, tried to bounce it outside, and got caught with the speed.
They give him two, so second and eight, football on that far side hash. Kostelnik on that far sideline with Williamson as they come back to the huddle here.
Got to complete a couple balls in that third level to loosen up these linebackers.
Bredar split wide right. They go trips left. Morrow in the backfield as that sidecar. Williamson now steps up, wants to run. He's a 45, out to the 50, to the 45. Cuts back to the middle of the field, hits the 41-yard line, and then gets thrown out of bounds. But a big first down run for Jonah Williamson to the Aliquippa 41.
And that's the second time that he has been able to do that. Set up, looking to throw the football, and a seam opened up off the right side. He picks his feet up, gets down the field, picks up the first down. Ball's on about the 41-yard line.
First and 10 Hillers. And Priest checks out in this grouping. The Hillers will break huddle here. Down 21-0, just underway, third quarter. Williamson, two backs with him in the backfield as he goes shotgun. And he's going to hand it off. I believe this is Gardner, and Gardner fights his way inside the 40, down near the 37-yard line.
Again, you're still getting a lot of penetration up front with the nose and two tackles. Really causing a problem with the blocking.
Yeah, Owen Gardner with the carry for the Hillers there. So a 4-yard pickup. Well, they stay with that two backs, and now Williamson kind of signaling Chandler to get up on the line, and he does. And Williamson hands it off. Little seam off the left side. Morrow fights through, first down and more inside the 30, down to the Aliquippa 28-yard line.
Good run by Morrow that time. Got through the line of scrimmage and just ran through a couple tacklers at the second level to pick up the first down.
Yeah, Caden Vogel, a key block there coming across to kind of give a little lane there for Morrow to run through as well. So the Hillers driving on this opening possession. We have a player down on the far side just trying to get off the field, and so we get a whistle and a stoppage here. I don't think we had a timeout. We see Aliquippa coming out. I don't think they realized there was a player for the Hillers that was trying to get off the field and actually went down just before he got to the sideline. So they thought there was a timeout.
Right.
But they wind the clock, nearing 9.5 left, third quarter. This is the opening possession of this second half. Hillers down 21-0.
Not certain. Hunter Martin was the player trying to get off the field.
Morrow comes in motion to form trips left. Williamson rolls that way, wants the throw, feels pressure, steps up, has a man wide open, catch at the 12, down to the 5, and in for the touchdown is Caden Vogel. No one covered him, and it's a touchdown of 28 yards.
Vogel just got lost down the field, and Williamson did a nice job. It looked like he was going to look to run. Turned to his right, found him open, and gave him the football. and he's able to hustle it into the end zone for the touchdown. Great start in the first possession of the third quarter.
Here's Palm on for the extra point. We talked about they needed to do something on this opening possession, and the Hillers do just that.
Not sure how Vogel got that wide open, but they'll take it.
Palm's extra point is good. 9:17 to play, third quarter. It's now Aliquippa 21, Trinity 7. Here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
At Slovenian Savings and Loan, they understand you want convenience. That's why their mobile banking app allows you to bank from anywhere, anytime. They also know there's no substitute for personal, one-on-one service from someone who cares about you and your family. Founded on honesty, integrity, and trust in 1925, and that will never change. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. SlovenianSavingsandLoan.com. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC. I see.
Tackle a great career as a production associate at Precision Marshall Steel. Score starting wages of $25 to $30 an hour. Earn $35 an hour in just 2 years with rapid progression increases. PM Steel's playbook includes paid training, excellent benefits, 401k, and pension. Don't stand on the sidelines. Precision Marshall Steel. Visit 99 Berry Road or steeljobs.us for more info. Steeljobs.us. Join a winning team.
5 plays, 60 yards, touchdown Trinity. Hillers are on the board. Still down 21-7, but a nice start to this second half. Palm, after the extra point, has it teed up at the 40, and he will boot it away, actually squib it away. Good, scoops it up right at the 30 and just sits down there, and that's where the Quip's offense will go to work.
Squib kick, covered at the 30, taking no chances with the football on the ground, and the Quips will start with the ball in the near hash mark, moving left to right in their first possession of the third quarter.
And we see their junior quarterback come on here. Actually, I'm sorry, sophomore quarterback, Marquez Council, 6'1", 185 pounds. We've seen him throw the football. He's been very athletic. Quips open, trips left. Tyke Hayes, who has two touchdown runs to his left, fakes it to him, now floats a pass out, but that will bounce near the intended receiver, which was Walker.
Council went to, made a little fake, tried to run a little swing pass to the receiver. Just didn't get enough on the football. A little bit short, a little bit low. It's almost as if when he made the fake, he was never far enough away from the fake to actually get his full body into the ball and into the throw.
Good and Walker split wide to the far side on this second and 10 for the Quips. Council steps up to the line. Now he'll work his way back with Hayes to his right this time. Takes the snap. Hayes finds a seam off the right side. He bowls his way out to the 34-yard line and will be stacked up there.
Defensive line moved to the field that time. One man, and the running back was able to see that when he got the football and just put his foot in the ground and went back to where they vacated. Linebackers came up and made the tackle. Picks up about four.
Gain of four, third and six. Big play here for this Trinity defense, trying to get that football back. Again, Gooden Walker, split wide, left. Tyke Hayes, that sidecar left, shotgun look for Council. 8.5, rolling clock, third quarter. And he's going to roll to his left. Council, the right-hander, throws it deep down that far sideline. It will go incomplete. Man-for-man coverage there, intended for good.
Good throw by Council that time, but it should have been a 50-50 ball. He was well covered down the far sideline on a takeoff route. He had a chance to catch the football, but wasn't able to bring it in. That brings up a punting situation for the Quips.
You know, Whitlock had the coverage. And with that, we're going to see Morrow and Makai Bowman move back to receive the kick here. Get very little wind. That won't impact any kicks here tonight. The Trinity with a touchdown on their opening possession of this second half. They get the football back here. High kick. Fielded. Bowman at the 40 and goes nowhere. But, again, this is where they started their last possession at the 40, and it ended in the end zone with the touchdown pass to Vogel.
Bowman does a nice job making the catch. looked like he was going to break it to the outside, but he decided to come back to the middle of the field and ends up getting slammed to the turf.
So, again, we saw Aliquippa in the first half, their first series. They went three and out. Same thing repeats itself here. 21-7, Aliquippa. Trinity goes to work here, first and 10 from their own 40, moving right to left. Trips left, Williamson shotgun. Takes the snap, tries to wander his right, gets met by a host of defenders, and there's nowhere to go, and he's going to lose about 6 or 7 all the way back to the 34.
Again, they're so quick up the field, nobody putting a hat on the edge rusher, and Williamson, again, got the snap, had no place to go with the football.
Clock rolls. We're under 8 to play third quarter. In a scoreless first quarter, Aliquippa putting up 3 touchdowns in the second quarter, and then Trinity opening the second half with that touchdown pass to Vogel. Hiller's going to split 3 wide. Williamson, shotgun. Morrow to his right, but he wants to run, and off the right side he does. Tries to cut back, but they seal him up there. So Williamson fights his way across the 35 out near the 37-yard line, but still going to bring up a third and very long.
I'm not sure that wasn't a designed run. I didn't get a chance to see it on the replay, but it was a little bit slow making his mind up to get there. He almost got caught from behind.
Third and 13. Hillers need to get to midfield to pick up this first down. Clock rolls under 7. Bredar, a slot receiver to the near side. Chandler. And they'll bring Morrow in motion to that left side. Rolling left. Williamson pressured. Rolls back to his right. Finds a little lane. Stays on his feet. He's out to the 45 and out near the 48-yard line, but still too shy of the first down.
And receivers not able to get open down the field. So Williamson had to put the ball under his arm, get what he could. Comes up 2 yards short.
Yeah, he's going to stay on here. Let's see. Now remember, he did that quick kick before. So this might be a chance to see if they can draw them offside. If he sees something he likes, maybe call a play, but he could also just punt this football away. On a 4th and 2 from their own 48. They fake the snap, and again the motion. Play clock down to 1, and now we get, did we get a timeout? And we did, a timeout Trinity. 5:49 left, third quarter. It's Aliquippa 21. Trinity 7 here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Hi, I'm Evan Chambers. My grandfather started the Chambers Insurance Agency in 1953. Now in our third generation, we're an independent insurance agency with coverage from Travelers, Safeco, Progressive, Nationwide, Encompass, and many other fine companies to offer the protection you need at the right price. We offer online convenience backed by personal attention. Explore your needs and risks online at chambersinsurance.com. Then sit down with us for protection and peace of mind. Chambers Insurance in Washington.
This presentation of the NFHS Network is brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Have fun out there.
Welcome back to Aliquippa and Heinz Field. After the timeout, 4th and 2 Trinity at their own 48. Jonah Williamson stays out. Morrow is a back behind him in this pistol set. And now he'll step up to his left. Williamson. And it's, they're going to go for it. Morrow dives forward and gets it. Hillers do convert the fourth down.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
I see they have it at midfield. It's got to be a first down. There's no way that's not a first down. I saw what you were seeing coming in from that near sideline.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, all he needed was the 50. He got the 50. And now they finally moved the chains. They were kind of waiting because they weren't sure.
We were sure up here.
Yeah, there was. Unless they gave him a really bad spot.
Yeah, exactly.
Williamson on first down. Morrow to his left. And now play action. Steps up, looks to throw, now looks to run. Here comes Jonah Williamson. He's to the 40, the 35, the 30, to the 25, takes a big hit. And he will take it down for a first down for the Hillers.
Good job by Williamson. He was going to run a little boot to the far side, but the edge rusher came up the field, cut him off, wasn't able to get outside, comes back to the near side and outruns a defender, gets knocked out of bounds at the 25-yard line.
Gain of 25 for Jonah Williamson. Hillers are driving again, 21-7, Aliquippa with the lead. Hillers scoring on their first possession of this third quarter, and they're driving again.
You hate to say it, but Williamson needs some help from his receivers. They've got to work to get open down the field if they're going to throw the ball, because they're not going to be able to run the ball consistently the rest of this football game.
Bedard in motion on this first down, and they give it. Nope, Williamson up the middle. He slips through, 15, the 10, the 5, and it's in for the touchdown, but there's a flag, I believe, behind the play. Jonah Williamson rambles 25 yards for an apparent touchdown, but there is a flag. Holding on the offense, it's coming back. Wow.
Did not see where that was.
That close to making this a one-score game. Oh, my. Dan Canales does not like that call at all. He was a good 10 yards onto the field. And you could hear him screaming. I mean, he's livid. I mean, that's a huge play. I mean, that changes everything. So they move it back to the 30-yard line on the hold.
Wasn't able to look at the replay.
So first and 15. Williamson on that far sideline getting the play.
That was a great job that time by Williamson. Not sure whether the hold helped him. But it was called.
And now movement. Owen Gardner just took a step early, and this is going to cost the Hillers five more. And, boy, you talk about how one call can change. You talk about momentum that was generated. You talk about getting it to a one-score game, and two penalties completely take the wind out of your sails. Now a late flag here.
Here's the thing.
Is this going to be a sideline warning?
Yeah, it's a sideline warning on Aliquippa.
Okay.
The one good thing is it's only first down. You know, so it's first and 20.
I agree.
But they still have three downs to get it.
But all of a sudden, it's first and 20.
Right.
And what you're going up against this defense just changes the whole complexion. So Jonah Williamson goes to work here. They wind the clock. 4:40 here in the third quarter. Williamson rolls to his right, feels pressure, eludes a man, steps up, wants to throw, fires. Morrow goes up, it gets batted down, and a flag comes in. And let's see what this call is going to be down at the 23-yard line.
I think they're going to call interference. I'm not sure whether he had a shoulder pad when he went up for the ball.
So we'll get the call here. Pass interference on the defense, and that is the call. So it was first and 20, and you're going to get the 15-yard markup. We watched for those of you watching the stream, watching the replay here, I guess what they're saying, like you said, Bill, is that he grabbed his shoulder pad.
When he was going up in the air, it looked like he had his hands on his shoulder pad. We'll see it again. Not sure whether he did or not. It might have just been laying there.
So now it's a first and 5.
Yeah,
so again,
I think he grabbed his right shoulder pad when he was going up for the football.
Bedard goes in motion right at the quip 20. The give? Nope. Williamson keeps inside the 20, down to the 19. He gains 1.
Well, that was a good choice. That was a touchdown play.
Yeah.
That he tried to get, but they were looking for it. They didn't go with the outside fake. Again, back across the quarterback's face. He's looking to duck it inside.
Aliquippa 21, Trinity 7. 4 minutes left, third quarter. The Hillers trying to punch another one in here. They were down 21-0 at the half. They've controlled the football in this third quarter. Williamson pistol. Now Morrow steps up to his left. And Williamson, he gives it to him. Morrow slips through. He's to the 15. He's down to the 11, and that's a Trinity first down.
Good job that time. Up front, found a little seam on the left-hand side and was able to duck through it and get straight up the field for the first down.
First and 10 at the 11. Clock rolls, 3:40 to play, third quarter. Kostelnik checks in. He's been quiet this game. Keep an eye on him.
All eyes are on Williamson right now.
Morrow to his right. Shotgun look here. Too wide. Williamson gives it. Morrow up the middle. He's inside the 10. Fights his way to the 9. And they'll stack the play up there.
Once you get inside the 10-yard line, it's a little bit tougher to run that ball. You don't have a whole lot of dispersion north and south.
Right. So Trinity trying to cut into what was a 21-0 halftime lead. Vogel hauling in a touchdown pass on their first possession of this third quarter. This is their second, a drive that began at their own 40. This will be the ninth play of this drive.
They can get a first down.
Williamson, Morrow to his right. Kostelnik goes in motion right. Williamson stumbles, rolls to his left, wants the throw. Pressured, steps up, gets shoved out of bounds. Where did he step out? Looks to be at the 10. So it's really no gain. He may have even lost a half yard.
Man-to-man coverage. Nobody open to throw the football, but Williamson stumbled coming out of the snap and never able to break contain, you know, as well as he would have liked to.
Yeah, football at the 9, near side hash. 2.5 left, third quarter.
Wide side of the field to Williamson's right. They need single coverage backside to the short field.
They need the one for the first down. Williamson rolls to his right, has some room, running, looking to get to the edge, gets dragged down at the 5, maybe, they're going to say, yep, right at the 5-yard line. And that's going to bring up a 4th and 4 at the 5.
He had a receiver open, opted not to throw him the football, tried to get it himself.
And with that, Palm's going to come on for the field goal attempt. They're going to go with the 22-yard attempt here. On that right side hash, the far side, angle right to left. No wind. Low snap. They get it down, and it's blocked. Aliquippa blocked it. I believe for Aliquippa, it was Moon. Larry Moon came across, I believe, and blocked this.
I'm not sure where he came from. That was a low kick as well, but a little bit slow, ball a little bit low in the snap, a little bit slow in the kick, and the outside rusher came untouched off the edge, and quickness makes the block.
So Aliquippa now with the football, first and 10 at their own 10. A minute 44 left. The Quips have run 3 plays in this third quarter.
Well, defensively, this is where Trinity has to buckle down right here.
They go to work. Council. He's going to go under center. They go power eye.
No.
And Council turns, gives it. Hayes squeezing his way. Boy, he turns sideways and just needs a little opening. He turned himself sideways and he gets 5 yards out to the 15.
Yep, run a little power eye that time, just running behind the two backs. Picks up 5 yards.
Clock.
Trinity might see a steady diet of this.
A minute 20 left in the third quarter. They stay power eye. Again, Council goes under center. The turn, and again, they give it to him, and this time he gets chopped down after a gain of about 1, coming in underneath to bring him down. Ben Priest just kind of went low and took him out at the hip.
Yep. Did a nice job coming off the edge there.
Got an injured player for Aliquippa here. Slow to get up. And we're going to take a break here. It's Aliquippa leading Trinity 21-7 here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Working overtime on your business needs? With First Federal of Greene County's Commercial Lending Department, your next step is closer than you think. From real estate secured purchases to refinancing, your loan starts and stays here. And now First Federal is offering business basic checking, business statement savings, and merchant services. First Federal will help you take care of business. For more information, visit online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
So it was Justice Starks who was helped off, the injured player for Aliquippa. The matter at hand, though, for the Hillers, a 3rd and 3. They need their defense to come up with a big play here with the Quips back at their own 17-yard line.
Big play here defensively. If they can stop them here, they can force the punt and get the ball back.
This time, Council goes shotgun. He's got two backs with him. And they'll give it, hand it off, running, fighting his way out near the 20. It looks like, and they do get the first down out to the 21-yard line with Tyke Ayes.
Good job that time by the right side of the offensive line from Aliquippa. They got the ball. When the ball was snapped, they were off the ball shoulder to shoulder and just pushed the defensive line back to where the first down was made by the offensive line.
Clock rolls, 43 seconds. Aliquippa 21, Trinity 7. This first round of matchup. 4A, WPIA, all playoffs. Good. Splits wide to that far side with Walker. Again, the two-back look, the shotgun, and they'll hand it off. Tyke Ayes cuts back beautifully. 25 to the 30 and chopped down at the 34-yard line. Another Aliquippa first down.
Great cut that time by Ayes. Coming off the right side, he makes a nice cut and just goes, cuts back, beats the white jerseys, and gets up the field for the first down.
We have an injured player down for Trinity now with 17 seconds. We'll take a break here as well. Aliquippa 21, Trinity 7. Here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Any insurance agent can sell you a policy. At RTI Insurance Services, we're going to sell you what you need. As a family-owned independent agency, RTI Insurance Services will provide you with multiple solutions for your personal and business coverages. We're proud to support area athletes, families, and communities, and we'd love to help you too. RTI Insurance Services in South Point. Online at trustrti.com.
So we come back after the injury, and we get the clock rolling, and we're going to just roll out what was the third quarter. And that's it. So time runs out with the score. Aliquippa 21, Trinity 7. We go to the fourth quarter here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Orthodontics isn't just for children. Orthodontics is for everyone. Choose Good Orthodontics. Doctors Bob and Ron Good, board-certified specialists in orthodontics and facial orthopedics. Call for an appointment, 724-225-1114. Good Orthodontics, with offices in Washington, Mount Lebanon, and Pleasant Hills. See all the good a simple smile can do. Call Good Orthodontics, 724-225-1114. Excellence is a good choice. Choose Good Orthodontics.
Finna make common sense cool again. No tripping, I'm the man, caught slipping. I'll be 20, 30, 50 high. Something to send to Uncle Sam. No, it's hit fans, only saw in fertile land. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Now we head to the fourth quarter. Trinity trailing Aliquippa 21-7. Quips operate from their own 33-yard line. They now move right to left in this fourth quarter. And they give it to Tyke Hayes. A big hole. 40 out to the 45. Stays on his feet into Trinity Real Estate and all the way down to the 47-yard line.
What a great job that time. After he was going down, he got his hand on the ground, able to move forward and still almost pick up his feet and get going. Just a great job off the right side. First down.
Don't know how he kept his balance.
Yep.
And I mean, at one point,
football.
At one point, I mean, he goes down, but he doesn't go down. He just keeps himself up. Just great balance. And
used
now
to
we
practice
get
those. Used to practice that balance. I used to call it a rooster hop, where you would put your foot down, your right foot in your left hand, and hop to keep your balance for about 5 or 6 yards, and then change over to your other side.
Okay.
So that's something that athletically inclined kids don't have to practice, but some people do.
Yes. I've never been good at it. So, first and 10, Aliquippa now at the Trinity 47. Council gives it. This time, Longmire, and Longmire fights his way inside the 45 down to the Trinity 44-yard line.
Yep, again, inside run that time, and Longmire put both hands on the football, making sure he didn't turn it over, and got what he could when he met some resistance.
Yeah, Morrow actually able to finish him off on the tackle for Trinity. We're a minute into this fourth quarter again. Trinity with the only score in that third quarter, the 28-yard touchdown pass to Caden Vogel. They also had a touchdown called back as well.
We have not had a turnover in this football game.
Quips had to get a player off the field.
This would be a good time to get it.
Legal substitution here against Aliquippa. They'll get the 5-yard mark off as they spot it back to the 49-yard line. So, again, the winner of this game will get the winner of the Thomas Jefferson West Allegheny 4A matchup. Quick update for you as well. The other game on the WJPA Sports Network, Steel Valley leading Wash High 28-14 in the third quarter. Wind the clock here.
Had a little discussion with the coaching staff from Aliquippa and the official on the illegal substitution.
So it is a second and 12 at the Trinity 49. Marquise Council goes back under center. They go I set. Twins wide to the near side. He wants the play action pass. Steps up. Council rolling. Throwing downfield. There's no one there. There's no one. I mean, he just throws it away, which we were talking about that earlier.
Yes.
That he failed to do and ran out of bounds and lost yardage.
Yep. Again, tried a little fake. Tried to throw the ball down the field. Again, Trinity, good coverage. Pretty good pressure, forced him out to his dominant hand, and could not find anybody because there was nobody from his color jerseys over there.
Now they need to get to the Trinity 37-yard line to pick up this first down. Council goes back to that shotgun look, trips left, wants to throw, has time, has plenty of time. Now he'll start to run to the near side. Now he throws, but incomplete. Trying to hook up with Walker, but no chance for him to make a catch there, and that will bring up a 4th and 12.
Trinity dropped a bunch that time. They dropped 7, almost 8. Had no pressure on the quarterback at all until he started to move around, and he went came to the near side and tried to throw the ball going to his left down the field and just overshot his target.
Bowman and Nico Morrow back at the 15-yard line to await this punt. Hillers trail by 14. 10:09 left in regulation. Good snap. Quips get the punt away. Low kick. Run up on. Taken at the 22 by Morrow, and he'll be tackled at the 24. So a short little return, and the Hiller offense will come back out. Remember, we mentioned they had the touchdown pass to Vogel, 28 yards. They had a touchdown run of 25 yards called back on a holding penalty, and they had a field goal blocked all in that third quarter.
Yes, that tough to come away from those because you got to make up points. Those are 10 points you lost that you should have had. Although the three would have been probably part of the touchdown run that was called back.
First and 10 from their own 24. Here comes Jonah Williamson in the offense again. Low snap, picks it up, wants to throw, fires, has a man out at the 35 to the 40, and then dropped at the 44-yard line. It was Braden Berdar, the sophomore, with the catch and run.
That's what he needed. He needed to get the ball down that second level. He's going to have to take a couple chances to get the ball in the end zone. They're going to have to throw a couple one-on-ones and hope your receiver can go up and get the football.
First and 10, Trinity at the 44. So a gain of 20 on that catch by Berdar. After the catch, he'll be the slot receiver left. Morrow in the backfield. Williamson going to throw it out. Chandler makes the catch. He gets to the line of scrimmage and goes nowhere. Making the stop for Aliquippa was Woods. The junior came up, and, boy, the catch, but just nowhere to go, and he gets it back to the line of scrimmage.
Great tackle that time outside, just one-on-one with the receiver. That's what you're trying to get. You're trying to get your receiver one-on-one with a corner in the open field, hoping that he can make a play, but he having no part of it, just slams him out of bounds and keeps the clock running.
And they actually spotted it back at the 43. That's a loss of one. Bring up second and 11. Williamson, shotgun. Now tucks it in, runs off the left side. Williamson fights his way out near the 47-yard line to the 48-yard line.
Again, you knew that was going to be a run. Both receivers were on the line of scrimmage to the near side. And Williamson just got the ball, pocketed it, looked for a place to run up inside, and picks up about four.
8.5 left in regulation. Aliquippa 21, Trinity 7. Hillers have it at their own 48-yard line, a 3rd and 6. They need to get to the 46 of Aliquippa. Motion man to the near side. Williamson wants to throw from the pocket. Steps up, fires deep downfield. Man tipped and could not pull it in, and nearly did at the 23. Oh, so close. Braden Berdar tipped it, and then it was hanging in the air. He dove and nearly pulled in what would have been a spectacular catch.
That was one of those 50-50 shots that you have to take one every once in a while. The Quips were in zone. They tried to throw the ball down the middle, and they had a man in center field just waiting for that throw.
Williamson over on that far sideline getting the play. Now he'll make his way back. The play clock winds down to 10 seconds as they break huddle. So a 4th and 6. They go 3 wide here. Play clock's at 3. Down to 2. And Williamson, they say he did get it off. Fires near side. Berdar goes up but can't make the catch, and the incompletion will turn it over on downs to Aliquippa.
Ran a hitch route past the sticks, but Williamson gets the ball a little high, can't come down with it. Now Aliquippa takes over on downs, and it sure looked to me like the play clock ran out before they snapped the ball.
It most certainly did. I was waiting for a whistle, but they let that play go. So now 1st and 10, Aliquippa, a 14-point lead, 21-7 over Trinity, 8:01 left in regulation.
Need a turnover. Try to get the ball back. Aliquippa's going to pocket that football and run it.
Council, shotgun. Gives it. Tyke Hayes coming near side. Makes a little move. Gets tripped up and thrown for a big loss. Makai Bowman came up and tripped him up back at the 49 of Aliquippa.
Good job that time coming up and making the tackle on a tough runner in the open field.
So, boy, a big defensive play. Just what the Hillers needed from Makai Bowman. So back at their own 49-yard line, it's a 2nd and 13 for Aliquippa. Council, shotgun. They go three wide. Clock rolls. Toss on a sweep. And nice little move that time again by Tyke Hayes into Trinity Real Estate. He fights his way close to the 47-yard line.
Best thing you can do when you got Hayes in the open field is slow him up and hope you got help.
Yes. The key word, hope. You know, you would say shake and bake, but that's an understatement. Yep. with the moves that he's making.
You got a third down and 10. And again, this could force a punting situation. All you got to do is keep him away from that first down marker.
Clock rolls. 6:45 left in regulation. Aliquippa 21, Trinity 7. Council on this big third and 10 for the Quips, and he wants to throw. Sets, looks, now scrambles right. Looks, has a man deep, has a man down at the 15, the 10, the 5, and in for the touchdown. It will cover 48 yards as it was hauled in, I believe, by Reddick, and Reddick gets the Aliquippa touchdown.
Council does a great job that time, moving to his right, keeping his head up, and the receiver just ran right by the corner. He was a little concerned that Council was outside, and runs a great throw, great catch, and a real nice move, getting in between two defenders to get in the end zone. 27-7.
Extra point attempt now for Aliquippa. 3 for 3 so far tonight. Good snap. Hold is down. And the kick is blocked. So the Hillers block the extra point. 6:26 to play. It's now Aliquippa 27, Trinity 7 on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
This is Coach Guy Monicalvo for the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, an organization that recognizes athletes, coaches, officials, teams, and contributors. Last year, we awarded $7,500 in scholarships to local high school athletes, plus $3,000 to our Courage Award and Edward Monaco Above and Beyond Award winners. We granted money to high school athletes starting their own nonprofit charities and partnered with the Pony League World Series. We encourage you to join us at our next meeting and be a part of something exceptional. The Wash Green Hall of Fame. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook.
You deserve a bank that lifts up your business, that shares your spirits, and your taste for success. At Washington Financial, we pride ourselves on crafting solutions that are as one of a kind as your business is. Go with the bank that gets you. Washington Financial Bank.
Bruce Sokolik, Bill Duquette back. Aliquippa opens up a 27-7 lead now over the Hillers. They squib it to that near side, scooped up at the 31. Vogel out across the 40. Vogel the 45, and Vogel out to midfield for the Hillers. So a nice return.
Good job by Vogel. Scoops the ball up on the near side with the numbers and takes it straight up, breaks a couple tackles, and then carries a few people to about the 50-yard line. So Trinity's going to be working with a half a field with 6:19 to go, down 27-7.
Our other game tonight on the WJPA Sports Network, Steel Valley 35, Wash High 14. Hillers. Now we see Aliquippa running a player onto the field. They were only had 10 players on the field, and now they'll take a timeout. We'll do the same. 6:19 to play, fourth quarter. Aliquippa 27, Trinity 7 on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Bring your family to Wheeling this weekend. See Wheeling Nailers hockey tomorrow night at West Bank O Arena when the Nailers take on Bloomington. The Wheeling Lightning Birds women's hockey team faces Pittsburgh Sunday at West Bank O Arena with free admission. And check out Christmas in the Highlands, West Virginia's largest craft and vendor show, now through Sunday at the Highland Sports Complex with 225 vendors from 8 states. Find out more and see all the upcoming events at visitwheelingwv.com. Wheeling is waiting for you.
This presentation of the NFHS Network is brought to you by American Dairy Association Northeast. Your milk comes from a good place.
So after the timeout by Aliquippa, it's a first and 10 for the Hillers at midfield. They're down 27-7 here with 6:19 left in regulation.
Again, and Williamson now, again, is going to be the center of attention. He's going to have to get the ball down the field. And it seems to me that even if they need to run the football, he's a guy to put the ball under his arm and run with it as well. So all eyes are on number two.
Motion man to the far side. Priest. Morrow takes the handoff, and Morrow fights his way inside the 45 and down to the 43-yard line. So they pick up 7 yards on that first down carry.
Good job by Morrow that time, taking the underneath handoff. Williamson gives him the football, and he takes off on the left-hand side, picks up about 7.
Shotgun here on 2nd and 3. Williamson wants to throw. Looks, fires downfield. The catch is made at the 29-yard line. That will be a Trinity first down. Who hauled it in? I believe that was Chandler, right?
Yeah, Chandler. Again, a little post route. Williamson delivers a football, and the receiver gets in front of the corner and makes the catch.
At the Aliquippa 29, 1st and 10. Nearing 5.5 left on a rolling clock. Hiller's down 20. Williamson now going to tuck it in and run. And Williamson ducks his way outside. He gets to the 25, stays on his feet. Where do they spot him out? That's the question. Looks to be close to the 22, maybe the 21.
Nice job when he got down the field, avoiding tacklers in the second level, and almost gets to that first down marker.
Yeah, they spot it at the 21 on that far side hash. Hiller's moving left to right. Clock at 5:23. It stopped with Williamson going out of bounds.
I would look to see him try to get the first down running the football here.
And 2nd and 2. He wants to throw. Steps up. Here comes the pressure. Stays on his feet. Now he will run, and he will get the first down. As he's at the 19, maybe to the 18-yard line, and they move the sticks.
Receivers didn't get any further than about 8 yards down the field, and everybody stopped. Not sure that was a pass or it was a designated run by Williamson.
So, at the 18-yard line, 1st and 10, we're down to 5 minutes left in regulation. Williamson again, that shotgun look. He's got Morrow to his left. And he will give it to him. And Morrow bowls his way to the 15, down to the 14, maybe even to the 13.
Again, clock ticking, 4:47. Straight ahead handoff that time to Morrow, and the ball's going to be placed at about the 13-yard line.
Yep, on that far side hash, we're down to 4.5 to play. It's Aliquippa 27, Trinity 7. The Hillers threatening here, though. Williamson. And that shotgun look, Morrow to his right this time. And he wants to throw. Looks, steps up, feels pressure, and goes down.
Again, the edge rusher is really causing problems for Trinity's pass protection. There's nobody that's actually putting a helmet on him, and he just gets up on the outside with quickness before Williamson can deliver the football.
Avery Coleman, that was pretty much a one-arm tackle, too. And Jonah Williamson is not easy to bring down. He just kind of reached out, grabbed him, was able to get him on the ground back at the 19.
Yep.
So, it's a 3rd and 10. Clock rolls, 3:45 to play. Gardner in as a running back. So, you've got Morrow and Gardner with Williamson on the option, and they give it. Morrow goes nowhere. Back to the line of scrimmage. That's it. They stack that play up, and they snuff it out. Maybe a yard to the 18, and that was about it.
No running room there.
Yeah, there was just nothing there for Nico Morrow.
It's kind of interesting that time. Williamson helped one of the defensive linemen,
he did.
Aliquippa, off the ground, patted him on the back, and go back to the huddle.
And it's called sportsmanship, right?
Yeah.
So they go for it here, 4th and 10, obviously, with 3 minutes left in the game.
Single coverage on the near side.
Williamson has Morrow to his right. He wants to throw. Now steps up as he feels the pressure. He'll run. And Jonah Williamson stays on his feet, slips a tackle at the 5, and he'll go in for the touchdown. Jonah Williamson will run it in from 18 yards out. No penalty flag.
What a great job that time by Williamson. Looked like he was going to get run out of bounds about 2 yards short of the marker, and he ends up getting back inside, going across the face of a couple tacklers and into the end zone for the touchdown.
So Williamson has thrown a touchdown, and now he's run for one, which is kind of his normal thing,
yep,
to have one,
yep,
of each in every game. So Jonah Williamson, that had to feel good for him. I understand what the scoreboard says, but, you know, the way this has been tonight, having one called back early, remember he had earlier in the third quarter a 25-yard touchdown run called back on a holding penalty. So this time Williamson has the 18-yarder count.
Well, a lot of times in football, it's a team game, so
sure,
you're relying on everybody to play and everybody to do what they're supposed to do. But sometimes when you're in a losing cause, you know that you did as well as you could do, and there was nothing else that could be done. So he can go and pack this season in, knowing that, coming back for next year.
So here's Palm on for the extra point for Trinity. Good hold. Kick is up, and that kick is perfect. 2:42 to play. It's now Aliquippa 27, Trinity 14 on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Hi, I'm Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency here in Washington. When was the last time you reviewed your homeowner's policy? In recent years, the price of homeowner's insurance has gone up dramatically. In fact, some companies have raised their rates by as much as 35% in the last year. If you haven't reviewed your coverage lately, now is the time. You might be surprised at how much you can save. Call us at 724-228-3448, visit us online at dayinsurance.com, or stop by one of our offices in Washington or Hickory.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Palm has it teed up, 2:42 on the clock. Playoffs, you're down 13. It's got to be an onside kick, right?
Well, Aliquippa's lined up to get one.
It, looking for that hop, and they didn't get it. Palm, you're waiting for that hop. You're counting on the hop, and he didn't get that big pop-up hop on the onside kick, and Aliquippa recovers it at the 49.
Well, I'll be honest with you. I thought that he was going to get that hop.
I did too.
But the front line edge person from Aliquippa got on that ball before it even hit the 10-yard marker and ends up picking the ball up or falling on the ball and stopping it from making that big bounce.
So it'll be first and 10 for the Quips with a 13-point lead and 2:42 on the clock. Council goes to work here from the shotgun. And on first down, he will give it. Tyke Hayes, he's got a seam, 45 to 40, the 35 to 30, and it's a foot race, and he is gone. An explosive runner, and he shows it there as he goes 49 yards for the touchdown.
Well, that's what happens when you underestimate how fast and the speed is of the ball carrier. You tend to think you got him, and all of a sudden you don't. He ran right through the corner and the safety that time. I think they both thought they were going to be able to make the tackle, and he just ran right through him.
So one play, 49 yards, if you want to call that a drive, and they'll look to boot the extra point here with 2.5 minutes left. So all of a sudden, the points are coming in bunches. Tyke Hayes, his third of the night. And we get a penalty flag here. The holder lunged forward and waved his hand, which I assume he was trying to signal to his center. But I think that just that movement, and they're going to call a procedure here against Aliquippa, so they're going to move the 5-yard mark off on the extra point here. So they're going to kick it instead from the 15 to make it a 25-yard attempt on the extra point. High snap. Nice job to get it down. The extra point is up, and it's good. And with 2.5 to play in the game, it's now Aliquippa 34, Trinity 14 on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
At Slovenian Savings and Loan, they understand you want convenience. That's why their mobile banking app allows you to bank from anywhere, anytime. They also know there's no substitute for personal, one-on-one service from someone who cares about you and your family. Founded on honesty, integrity, and trust in 1925, and that will never change. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. SlovenianSavingsandLoan.com. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Tackle a great career as a production associate at Precision Marshall Steel. Score starting wages of $25 to $30 an hour. Earn $35 an hour in just 2 years with rapid progression increases. PM Steel's playbook includes paid training, excellent benefits, 401k, and pension. Don't stand on the sidelines. Precision Marshall Steel. Visit 99 Berry Road or steeljobs.us for more info. Steeljobs.us. Join a winning team.
Aliquippa boots it away, a short kick at the 35. Vogel picks it up, takes it out to the 37, and that's where Trinity will go to work. Want to update you real quick. Steel Valley leading Wash High 42-14 now. That's at the end of the third quarter. Also want to pass this along. This game and the broadcast rights to it are the sole and exclusive property of the WPIAL. This broadcast is intended exclusively for the benefit of our listening audience, and any use, rebroadcast, or distribution of this game without the expressed written consent of the WPIAL and WJPA Radio is strictly prohibited. The announcers are chosen and paid by WJPA Radio. All rights reserved. Copyright 2024. Got the legal stuff out of the way. Back to football, first and 10, Trinity. Williamson fires intended for Chandler out at the 45-yard line, and that will be broken up.
He had a lineman downfield that time, and it wasn't called, but
the clock stops at 2:21. So the Hillers. Final 2:21 of the season here. Jonah Williamson. Getting that shotgun in the sidecar. Owen Gardner in, I believe. No, it's Morrow. They throw near side for Bedard and overthrow him, but the coverage was there as well as Moon was in coverage for Aliquippa.
Again, little outcut down here on the near side, and Williamson sets up to throw, but he throws it high and outside, incomplete, into the Aliquippa bench.
Bring up third and 10 for the Hillers from their own 37-yard line. Morrow in that backfield steps up now to the left of his quarterback, Williamson, who will snap it, give it, nope. Williamson keeps it, 40, 45, fights his way for the first down, out to the 48-yard line.
Yeah, a little fake off the left side, and all he does is let his back go through. He follows him on the left-hand side, using him as a blocker, and picks up the first down.
Clock at 2 minutes and rolling. And Williamson, from the shotgun, wants to throw, fires left side, and in and out of the hands, could not hold on to it. I think that was Chandler over there, and it was. He just couldn't hold on to it.
Well, hit him right in the numbers. Got contacted right away by the corner, so the ball ended up going through. Might have hit the ball when he went to wrap him up, but incomplete. Minute 53.
Second and 10 from their own 48-yard line. Aliquippa 34, Trinity 14. Williamson takes the snap on the option read, keeps it. Williamson takes a big hit, and he's going to lose a yard back to the 47-yard line. He just got buried on that hit.
He's just looking for a place to run the football after he rode the back underneath him and got caught from the backside.
Yeah, big hit that time by Iles Green, the junior. Not fun there as well. 5'9", 265 coming down on top of you.
It's not the 5'9 part.
No, it's definitely not the 5'9 part. Third and 11, Hillers. Minute 20 left. Williamson. Wants to throw, feels pressure, sidesteps it nicely, looks, sets, fires downfield, and the catch is made for another first down as he fights near the 40-yard line.
Again, great job by Williamson getting away from the pressure, still able to find somebody down the field.
I'll tell you what. I have no idea how Jonah Williamson did that. I have no idea. I mean, by all rights, that's a sack. But if he's not the athlete that he is.
Well, if you don't tie his arm up, he can still get rid of the ball.
Just his ability and evasiveness is amazing. Williamson fires downfield, diving, but can't pull it in as Ben Priest down at the 25-yard line.
Again, a little skinny post. Williamson loaded up and got the ball to him, I think, but unable to bring the ball in.
Clock stops with 51 seconds left. Again, only a junior, so Jonah Williamson will be back. And, boy, just we saw them early in the season. I mean, the growth that he's shown last season to this season. Boy, you think about that senior season. There will be a lot of eyes on number two. Second and 10, and he'll look to throw. Here comes the pressure, and he steps up nicely, eludes another man, rolls to his left, gets a huge block inside the 30. And, boy, I have to see who delivered that block downfield for him, because Jonah Williamson with the run. Was it Chandler here?
Was it one?
Yeah, it's Chandler. Watch Chandler just, if on the video stream, just comes up. He actually took out another man, Longmire, after that.
Good blocking downfield, but again, great escapability by Williamson allows him to extend the play.
First and 10 at the Aliquippa 29. Again, this is all academic. Quips lead at 34-14. Trips right. Gardner to his left, and Williamson again will run with it. And Jonah Williamson down to the 25-yard line, so he'll pick up four more and gets driven back there.
I think Williamson plays basketball as well.
Yes.
I think his basketball coach is hoping this clock runs out soon.
And, boy, I'll tell you what, there was some stuff going down behind the play.
Yep.
For Aliquippa, it was Woods and it was Chandler for Trinity. They both engaged and throw each other to the ground. And I have to believe that's because of the blocks that they saw Chandler deliver. So there's a message being sent there. We get a timeout here as well. We'll take a break. 34-13 with 37 seconds left. Aliquippa leading Trinity on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Hi, I'm Evan Chambers from the Chambers Insurance Agency. We're now in our third generation of protecting you, your family, your home, and your business. We're people you know and people you can count on, with online convenience, too, at chambersinsurance.com. Click on Start Exploring to get an idea of where you're covered and maybe where you're not. Then sit down and talk with us. We're an independent insurance agency with a variety of companies to help you protect what's most important to you. Just click to get started. Chambersinsurance.com.
Welcome back to Aliquippa and Heinz Field. The Quips leading the Hillers 34-14. Trinity just trying to make a late drive here with these 37 ticks on the clock. They're at the 25-yard line. Trying to make that score look a little bit better. This is a drive that began at their own 37-yard line, and Jonah Williamson has been putting in the work here on this drive.
I'd like to see the ball go down the field this time.
And they'll split three wide with Twins to the left. Low snap, Williamson scoops it up, has time this time. He does fire it deep, has a man behind the defender, goes up, and Chandler can't pull it in. Boy, he had a shot at it, just could not reach out far enough to pull it in.
Tell you what, that ball was 35 yards in the air on a line in the end zone and almost came down with it.
So that stops the clock with 30 seconds.
No rush that time by Aliquippa. They're just kind of trying to contain the quarterback to make sure that he doesn't run it in.
Which he has done that already.
And relying on their secondary to cover the receivers, they've done most of the night.
Actually, he's done it twice, but only one counted. One came back on a hold. Williamson again to throw. Downfield, Chandler this time, and he can't hold on to it. It falls incomplete down at the 14-yard line.
Outcut by Chandler. Past the markers.
25-yard line in the 5 yards here. Well, they say 6. I guess he technically needs the 19-yard line, so it is 6 yards to pick up the first down here for Trinity. So a scoreless first quarter in this game. Aliquippa scored 3 touchdowns in the second. Trinity had the only touchdown in the third, and then things really opened up here in the fourth. On fourth down, Williamson to throw. Looks, pressure comes, rolls to his right. Williamson looking, and he's just going to go out of bounds with it, and they will turn it over on downs.
Will they?
So 15 seconds left here. And the Aliquippa Quips are going to advance. I believe I heard that Thomas Jefferson won. So it looks like it will be Aliquippa and Thomas Jefferson next week.
That should be a good one, too. Is that a neutral site, or is that...
I believe it would be a TJ. Don't quote me on that.
Right.
I believe that would be neutral site, because that's going to be semifinals, right? Yeah,
correct.
That's going to be semifinal.
Yep.
That's right. This is quarterfinal. So they take the snap, take a knee. We're going to run out the final 10 seconds here tonight. The Aliquippa Quips, 34. Trinity Hillers, 14. Your final score here tonight from Heinz Field in Aliquippa. We'll take a break, come back with more on the postgame right after this.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer.
Yeah, that works for me.
WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Don't fall behind on your home improvement projects. Let First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County help you with the heavy lifting before winter. First Federal gives you all the tools you need with FHA Title I home improvement, home equity, construction, and owner-builder loans. With offices in Washington, Greene, and Fayette counties, your loan stays here. Apply in person or anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, and MLS 458729.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
And welcome back, Bruce Sokolik, Bill Duquette, as we head to the postgame here after the Aliquippa Quips knock off the Trinity Hillers 34-14. Quick recap for you. We had no scoring in the first quarter. Aliquippa went 3-and-out on their first possession. Trinity had a long 13-play possession that included a roughing the kicker on a punt that kept the drive alive, but they would then miss a 26-yard field goal. Aliquippa got the football back, 10 plays, and they were in the end zone. First of the night for Tyke Hayes, a 32-yard touchdown run on a fourth down play, 7-0 Quips. Their second touchdown, Tyke Hayes, this one a 2-yard run. Again, the extra point, 14-0 with 5.5 left in the second. And then they would score again. This time their quarterback Marquise Council hooking up with good 22-yard pass play, 21-0 Quips at the half. Trinity received the second-half kickoff, and they would go right down the field. They go five plays, 60 yards, and it was Caden Vogel, a 28-yard touchdown reception. He was left wide open. Palm hit the extra point, 9:17 left in the third. It was 21-7. Things really got interesting here, though. Aliquippa gets the football. They go 3-and-out. They punt it. Trinity gets the football again at their own 40. They go down the field. Jonah Williamson races 25 yards for a touchdown, but a holding penalty negates it. Then they end up getting a field goal blocked. After that, Aliquippa gets the football at their own 10. They would punt the football away. Trinity again would turn it over on downs, but then this time Aliquippa three plays, and then the touchdown. This one, Reddick, on a 48-yard pass play from Council. The extra point was blocked. It was 27-7 Aliquippa at the 6:26 mark. Trinity wasn't done yet. Jonah Williamson, an 18-yard touchdown run. The extra point made it 27-14, but that would be as close as they get. On the very next play, Aliquippa's Tyke Hayes, his third touchdown of the night, a 49-yard touchdown run, 34-14, your final score.
That was pretty much the score, too. Trinity played well at times. At times. They just were not consistent enough to do what they needed to do in order to go even up during the whole football game. They had a couple spurts. They looked very good at a couple times, but were never able to make those key plays to be consistent during the course of the football game, both offensively and defensively. They play well defensively for a spot, and the next thing you know, boom, big play. You know, play well defensively, big play. Play well offensively, short and fourth down. So, you know, they've got a lot to look forward to next year.
Absolutely.
For sure. They have nothing to be ashamed of. They got beat by a pretty good football team tonight. But I'm sure that they felt that they could have done a little bit better had the opportunity come up again.
Well, Dan Canales and his Trinity Hillers finished 5-6 on the season. The Aliquippa Quips, they improved to 7-2. They move on and will play Thomas Jefferson next week. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll have our player of the game for you, and we'll wrap things up here from Heinz Field in Aliquippa on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Finna make common sense cool again. No tripping, I'm the man, caught slipping. I'll be 20, 30, 50 high. Something to send to Uncle Sam. No, it's hit fans, only saw in fertile land. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. Check his post, he ain't got it. Send plans, more than likely, she about it. What he posts, more than likely, he ain't about it. Caught a wave, now we finally making noise. Y'all quiet, y'all timid, y'all shy. Illinois, put in work, finally got a sound. We got it, Illinois. Y'all ain't even got no poise. Y'all know I'm the boy, I'm the boy, I'm the boy.
Any insurance agent can sell you a policy. At RTI Insurance Services, we're going to sell you what you need. As a family-owned independent agency, RTI Insurance Services will provide you with multiple solutions for your personal and business coverages. We're proud to support area athletes, families, and communities, and we'd love to help you too. RTI Insurance Services in South Point. Online at trustrti.com.
Orthodontics isn't just for children. Orthodontics is for everyone. Choose good orthodontics. Doctors Bob and Ron Good, board-certified specialists in orthodontics and facial orthopedics. Call for an appointment, 724-225-1114. Good Orthodontics, with offices in Washington, Mount Lebanon, and Pleasant Hills. See all the good a simple smile can do. Call Good Orthodontics, 724-225-1114. Excellence is a good choice. Choose good orthodontics.
Well, time now to recognize our player of the game, brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Well, our player of the game, I think when you have explosive runs like we saw tonight from Tyke Hayes, he made it pretty easy. Three of them, in fact. He opened the scoring on a 32-yard touchdown run. He then had a 2-yard run, but the most impressive of the night was the 49-yarder in the fourth quarter when we just really saw the explosiveness and the speed. So Tyke Hayes is our player of the game.
I totally agree.
Thanks. I appreciate that.
Great player.
Yeah.
Great player. Just a, you know, he's a bear when it comes to trying to tackle him in the open field. And he can make things happen when there isn't anything there. And that's what makes coaches really good.
Well, they're going to like him at Penn State. at least right now, he is a verbal commit to Penn State. So we'll see what happens with that. Hey, I want to thank again our great crew that we've had here tonight. Of course, the game brought to you by all of our great sponsors here for our broadcast here on the WJPA Sports Network. Those sponsors include Good Orthodontics. Excellence is a good choice. Choose Good Orthodontics. By RTI Insurance Services, proud to support area athletes, families, and communities. Log on to TrustRTI.com. By CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true. First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County, people you know, people you can trust. Washington and Jefferson College, where changemakers get their start. Log on, washjeff.edu. Chambers Insurance Agency, your third-generation independent insurance agency in downtown Washington, online at chambersinsurance.com. Precision Marshall Steel, join a winning team. Log on, steeljobs.us. Slovenian Savings and Loan, big enough to serve, small enough to care. By Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation and Advanced Surgical Hospital. Day Insurance Agency on East Maiden Street, Washington. Main Street, Hickory. Online at dayinsurance.com. Celebrating 50 years of service. Also, by Washington Financial Bank. By visitwheelingwestvirginia.com. Wheeling is waiting for you. By Washington Financial Bank. For 125 years, proud to be the bank that gets you. By the Washington Greene County Chapter, Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, celebrating our region's rich athletic tradition, and by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. Attend the Fall Admission Showcase, Thursday, November 7th, from 5 to 7 p.m. RSVP at ccbcwashington.com/events. Well, again, thank you to our crew here tonight, along with Bill Duquette, our producer, Jason Tennant, on site here. Our camera operator, Scott Donnelly, and Dacia Skolnekovich. And our scoreboard tonight, Noah Tennant. Your final score again, Aliquippa 34, Trinity 14. Thanks for tuning in. Have a great weekend. You've been listening and watching the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.